This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Why do you have sunglasses on?
Because I'm a cool rock star.
Not for a couple minutes, you're not.
So you want me to take them off now?
No, we got to start the show and everything.
Well, I just was trying to get in the mindset, you know, even though we're not going to be rock stars just yet.
We've got the rock band thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Best Buy. Thank you,
cool.
Xbox. We got it. We'll play
yeah, very cool. Those guys have been very helpful so far.
Mike, you want to take your glasses off, though.
Why is that?
Because I want to see your face. I want to see your eyes. When I hear this voice.
People in the audience, people anywhere, do not alone. Help your mom or dad or your brothers or your family. Be there when you king.
Wow. I didn't know that Merrill Howard Kalin got dirty.
Yeah, he sure does.
Working blue.
Best 10 o'clock show on the strip.
Just like George Wallace, Rob.
Richard M. Nixon's here, too. My fair up, Mickens. Of the United States of America.
Yep.
And to the public for which it
cracks himself up.
One nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for
all. Merrill.
Tim Conway.
Tim Conway's here. Tim, can you explain to him how you make stuff? Well, yes, I can tell you how to make stuffing.
Stuffing. Hey, it's a customized Thanksgiving tape.
John Wayne with our favorite. MKH.
Oh, very
John
good.
Wayne.
Excuse me, MHK.
Right. Merrill Howard Kalin.
Yo, geez. What do you want, baby?
Oh, that's Yogi and Boo Boo.
Oh, it's Yogi and Boo Boo. If that was John Wayne, I was going to say the master mimic was missing terribly.
Here's John Wayne.
John Wayne's here, too. So, well, howdy, partners.
I see what you mean.
Perfect. That's good, Duke. He's doing you, which was
worse. Any more talking, it'd be a waste of time.
Yes, it would.
How about Johnny Carson?
Oh, Carson. Oh,
classic.
My favorite star of the show is Johnny Carson.
Carson.
Well, look how am I doing it.
I like his Carson better than anything yet.
He's amazing.
George Burns.
Okay.
So I'm George Burns. Well, I know I'm George Burns, and I'm putting the seasoning off the ground here.
Yeah, you see... He cooks, and he does impressions.
Isn't that great?
And
that's
then
great.
I'm afraid I already tipped the hand. The best one of the bunch, Yogi and Boo Boo.
Yogi and Boo Boo.
Yogi, what do you want, Boo Boo?
Yeah.
I'm smarter than the average Boo Boo. Yogi, what are you going to do about my bomb apples? My apples broke into the pieces. So what's wrong with you, boo-boo?
Baby.
You don't have to make a mistake on these things.
That's a great Yogi and Boo Boo, MHK.
How does he switch back and forth like
that? Well, that's so entertaining. I mean, what a novel concept. There's nobody on the Food Network that's doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. We've lived for months with just these.
Welcome. The show is great.
Right.
All of these.
Oh, no.
They got a workout, right?
So good.
Who knew that he had so much to say to so many?
People in the audience, people anywhere, do not alone. Help your mom or dad or your brothers or your family. Be there when you king.
And he's not a young man either.
He isn't?
Our man Merrill.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, that's great. He's doing an old man.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Thank you, Merrill.
Buzz, this one be for you, all right?
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear?
Yeah.
Are you wearing any underwear at all?
Aha!
Are you, Buzz, huh?
Yes.
Just listen, and don't question why.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Probably the oldest man in the world.
I'm the oldest man in the world. Oh. Me, 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 me
bum 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 bum
Meryl.
Jeopardy song.
Awesome.
And this one, I'll play for myself.
You should stop being so mean to us kids.
Well, I suppose you could buy your comics somewhere else. Maybe they sell comics at the dry cleaners. No, perhaps they sell comics at the mattress store. No, oh, perhaps you could buy your comics at that new comic book store across the street. Philip K. Dick. It can't be. It's as if Superman moved to Gotham City.
Which he did in World's Finest Comics number 94. See?
It was an imaginary story dreamt by Jimmy Olsen after he was kicked in the head by Supergirl's horse, Connor. It never really happened.
None of these things ever really happened.
Pick up the back story.
Bitch!
Right, Bart.
Right. Oh, here's the phone number.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is everybody happy? I'm the oldest man in the world.
Yeah, baby. I know you are, Meryl. It
smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
And as always, let's salute the J-Man.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Of course, I am.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Good job, Meryl.
The oldest man in the world.
Oldest man in the world. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome.
Just listen, right, and don't question why.
Right.
Don and Mike show, and howdy do. It's, 24 hours since our last meeting.
Yes. Well, it's good to see everybody again.
20. Right? I hope that, 20 hours since our last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Seems like 24.
It does.
24. I hope everyone kept the pledge, and thank you. Welcome to another meeting of Friends of Bill.
Very good to be here.
Phone number, as always, 877-365-3636.
I'd like to welcome our other fobs.
Bill is great.
Hey. Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. What's happening? Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys doing?
We're doing freaking fantastic. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just chilling, listening to the show. Man, I'm enjoying the music you're opening the show up with, man. I haven't heard that tune in a long time.
That's very nice of you.
The old ones have never been sold well.
So nice to have kind words from the first caller of the day.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Yeah, it's America. Hot killer. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Again, nothing negative in that call.
No, not at all. It was just somebody who's having
Conway's
a little...
Tim Conway's here. Tim, can you explain to him how you make stuff?
Well, yes. I can make tell you how to make stuffing.
Stuffing.
Hi. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy. What's happening?
Hello.
Hey, I looked all over your website store, and I can't find where to buy Jenkum.
Jenkum?
Yes,
it's Jenkum, right?
Jenkum. Yeah, it's a hidden. It's hidden in the picture of Buzz.
And we don't sell Jenkum itself; we sell the recipe.
I think Buzz sells his homemade Jenkum, but it's one of those deals you got to click on his picture.
Click on my chin.
Rob is right though, because we do have the kit, which comes with the your very own jar, right, and then instructions on what to put in first.
The kit. Very important, is it? Two or one?
It's 2-1.
Please. 2-1-2.
2-1-1.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great. What's happening?
Just trying to quit smoking here. I was wondering if you guys had any good tips. Last one I had was Saturday about 6 o'clock.
Probably ask Mike. Mike quit smoking, a day ago?
A day ago. I'm not sure, what the best way is to go about it. I think that what I like to do is just put them down and vow that you're never going to pick them up again.
Yeah,
that's always worked very well for me.
Well, but the hardest part is going to work. I'm finally going back to work today. So.
Carla's doing Zicam. That's what she's taking. That's Zicam.
I'm taking.
And she used to take more of it, but 8 pills a day was a hassle.
And what about you, Mike? What are you doing?
I'm taking a vacation.
Taking a vacation from your problems?
Yes, I'm taking a vacation from my problems. I'm going to a place where No one will judge me if I happen to want to smoke a cigarette. No one will look down at me if I happen to have baggy basset hound eyes because I had a little too much evening.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Doherty rules.
Who?
Doherty.
Doherty.
Doherty or Daughtry?
Daughtry.
Oh. No, you're wrong. Underwood rules.
McPhee. I'm a McPhee maniac. I got McPhever.
And on behalf of all gays.
Play. Right, I'm aching for Aiken.
Eat some Aiken bacon. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's shaking, Aiken?
Hello, Don and Mike.
All you got to do is quit. Just quit. God damn it. Quit whining and quit.
When I'm with Aiken, the rules I'll be breaking.
Who's bitching and whining?
Yeah, well, that's what I did. Of course, that was 120 pounds ago. So,
what are you talking about?
The caller who wanted to quit. This guy's calling about him.
Oh, quit smoking.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, quit smoking. Quit smoking.
Well, 120 pounds. You've lost 120 pounds?
I wish.
Well, yeah, you
I quit smoking, gained 120 pounds.
Oh, okay.
That's big.
All right, good for you.
All right, I got you. Thank you for the call.
He's much healthier now.
Here at the Don and Mike Show, we urge you to eat, drink, smoke, drive,
whatever,
fly airplanes.
Yeah, you know, Carla sent me an email today that had the age formula where you put in your date of birth, and then it tells you how many months you are, how many weeks you are, how many seconds you are, how many minutes you are. And then it gives a little profile of your personality based on your date of birth. Uh-huh. Told me that I was actually born on a Monday, which I thought was really cool.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you look at that breakdown, especially when you break it down into months, you realize how short a period of time we're on this planet
for. Oh, yeah.
And you tend to say, you come away from that little survey saying, F it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very good feeling, especially when you look at months.
Liberating.
I mean, you know. Life is long.
Mike?
Lifetime is long, and we're just here for a blip of it.
Tomorrow is promised to no one.
Couldn't agree more after taking this little survey today.
Mm-hmm. It was that depressing, huh?
No, it was actually enlightening. Yeah. It was enlightening because I said, okay, who cares? Who cares? I mean, it really is. I mean, really,
enjoy.
You hear that all the time. It's almost a trite thing that we're here for just a blip of time, but we really, really are.
Live.
It's ridiculous.
Be happy.
It's insane.
All right, so now.
So now it's like Katie bar the door.
So you've turned over a new leaf now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still going to try to strive for things, but no, I really think that we're here for a blip of time. If you want to have a little fun, you know, especially Thanksgiving, you know, go ahead.
Yeah.
Deep fry your turkey. Deep fry your pie. Deep fry your pumpkin pie. Deep fried pumpkin pie.
Mm.
Go for it. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Knock yourself out.
Now, are you speaking to...
Smoke while you're eating your turkey.
Are you speaking to... people listening in cars? Are you speaking to yourself?
I'm speaking to everyone. I am speaking to myself as well as our fine listeners, and I'm saying, knock yourselves out. Get on a plane. Fly to Las Vegas. Behave badly.
Well, no, you're talking about yourself there.
You mostly.
No, I'm speaking specifically
you're the one.
to the listeners. You know, say you've got a situation where you don't know you're going to be employed. Okay. In less than a year.
All right.
What you do is go
again,
out and take the nest egg and put
your,
it all on red.
That's your situation.
What? No, Donna.
That's your situation.
I am very, very definitively speaking to our listening audience.
Right.
You know, say your immediate supervisor has a conversation with you in the morning, you know, right before a major holiday. What you do is you don't dwell on that. You don't dwell on the snail's pace that things work at in this company. What you do is you focus on the positive. And what's the positive, you may ask?
What is it?
The holiday is almost upon us.
I understand. Let me translate.
That's what you do.
I believe I could speak this translation. You're being dicked around by management.
Smoke, drink, shoot up, make toast in the bathtub.
Flip it up.
Have a good time, Rob Spiewak writes.
Don't make toast in the bathtub, Mike.
Why not?
I think making toast in the bathtub.
Because you can hurt yourself.
You're adding something in that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Making toast in the bathtub, you might terminate your existence. You don't want to do that.
I have never had an incident.
We're going for long-term damage.
And fun.
You know, you're going for stuff that in the long run, it will not affect you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Manana. That's the attitude I would have just for our listeners, not necessarily for me,
right.
But for our listeners. I would say manana, as you say, tomorrow is promised to no one.
So you're going off the deep end officially.
Why dwell on the negative?
Right.
There's no real point in dwelling on the negative.
Doesn't help.
The thing to do is to focus on the positive.
May I say something?
Working right now for a great company with great benefits.
It seems to me you're speaking in riddles.
I am? I don't know what I'm. What I'm doing, I think, is passing along sage advice to our vast listening audience.
Yep.
That's what I think I'm trying to do. Especially, you know, it can be my holiday gift a little early. That's what I'm saying to people. I'm saying, you know, hey, life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes get promoted up to hurricanes. But I think it's going to be just fine. It's going to be wonderful. Because there's nothing in this world that I enjoy more than speaking with management.
Okay, now we're getting towards the center of the
Tootsie Roll. Oh, I'm sorry. I see. Now I went out of the mode of actually really communicating to our listeners, and then I appeared to be a little bit selfish there. And please accept my apologies. Please accept my apologies.
Accepted.
But it's one of the qualities I love best about you.
What's that? The fact that I go like completely in the opposite direction. I'll be heading down those railroad tracks at lightning speed, and then I'll stop and go in the opposite direction.
You're selfish.
I'm selfish?
Just as I am.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the reasons for our success.
Just as we all are.
Yes.
Incredibly selfish.
Very selfish.
Yes.
Totally self-absorbed.
Eddie.
Buzz isn't.
Buzz is not selfish.
I am.
Buzz is thoughtful.
I try to be.
So you had a bad experience with management.
I had a conversation with management, and that is always a bad experience. Have we ever had a good one?
It's been a long time since I've had them, so I don't know.
But even in the days when you had them more than I do,
I know.
I'm having them more than you are.
Yeah, I know.
And they're just not, they're nothing. They're nothing. They're always just very, have a happy Thanksgiving then. No, they're neither pleasant nor evil. They're in that great in-between.
Non-productive, you're saying.
Yes, non-productive. Non-productive. That's what they are. They are just there. They are always just there.
That surprises me.
Right. Time waits for no man. I don't know why I said that. I just said that to say that.
Because it's true.
Time waits for no man.
Well,
hi. Did I surprise you?
You did a bit.
Just a bit.
Just a bit.
Just a bitty bit.
Because you're...
Yes, Charlie. You're Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie. Yeah. This is just a... So everything's cool.
Everything's fine.
So we move on?
Yes, of course we can move on. No, that's just... No, nothing really bad, nothing really good. It's just, you know how it is. You talk to those guys and it just puts you... It puts you in a great mood. Always puts you in a great mood when it's like, ooh, warm wine. Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. Hi. Great. Yeah. Fine. Fine.
Maybe I can help. maybe I can help mediate.
Mediate?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What seems to be the problem?
Speed. What has ever been the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Speed.
You need speed?
I need speed.
Speed is what you need.
And I'm not talking about like time to move faster. I'm talking about the medication, the drug, crystal methamphetamine. Speed is what I need.
I love it.
Because I'm not moving fast enough. R.
I see. I am.
I know.
I'm in a tough position here.
I know you are. I know.
I'm in a very tough position.
I'm cryptically venting just a little bit, which I do occasionally.
If I could just hit the people listening, I'd love to jump in. I do believe in this age, this litigious age that we live in. I believe that I am contractually bound from even entering into a discussion with you.
Wow.
So anything you wish to say, Mike, would certainly have to be of your own free will. And at this point, I would say, what's happening out there, friends?
Well, then consider my little spiel done. I am done talking for the day about this particular matter.
It is. Listen,
not that I've even talked about this particular matter in any kind of specific language. Hey, but can I say one thing?
But you can.
Who knows when there might be more to come?
But you can speak in more than I. Well, that's certainly
yeah. Of course, I probably can, but I choose not to at this particular juncture. Mm-hmm. I choose to start it, you know, the way I start it, and that's what I'm choosing to do. I know you're chomping now for me to just
full steam ahead.
I know, but I'm not ready to do that yet. But you know what? You never know what tomorrow. What is it? Tomorrow is promised to no man.
That's right.
You never know what could happen tomorrow.
Okay. All right, how are you anyway, everybody? Hi there.
Hi.
This is going to be like, are you going to be upset that I did this?
Not at all.
Okay, just want to check.
You know. Swear to Christ.
Don't want to throw the show for a loop here or anything like that.
No, listen, it's our show,
mm-hmm.
and this is your time equally,
yes.
Mr. Spicoli. It's yes. our time, mm-hmm.
yes.
and if there's something on your mind,
mm-hmm.
well, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I did. That's the extent of it. It's nothing more than that. Nothing more right now to be said.
Okay.
I think they're swell.
That's very nice of you to say that, and I appreciate that.
All the people at the company?
Yeah.
I think they're swell as hell.
Thank you. It's very nice of you to say that. I couldn't agree more.
They're super.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good people all around.
Mm-hmm. What was your conversation like with whoever it is you spoke with today?
It was as it has been numerous times during the last few months. It's always very interesting. It's always very, it's time is what it is. It's time.
Time.
We always talk about time, timetables,
uh-huh.
And time, as you know, in this company moves very slowly.
Understand.
And that's what the conversation was about. My desire for the time to move quicker. You burped there. That shows disinterest. Show frustration that you're not
that simply,
fighting the good fight?
No, that simply shows that I had a carbonation bubble that was working its way up.
All right. Well, that was very rude. No, I think that it's what it's been for, the last couple of weeks. It's time. Me saying, hey, that clock, that wristwatch you have, move that along faster. And them saying, well, we'll move it along as fast as we can.
Yep.
That's where we are. Does that make it clear?
Well, I know all the backstory.
Yes.
So, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
And just like they used to say on the old Johnny Carson show, perhaps more to come.
Oh, you mean like that thing they used to put on the screen?
Yeah, when they play, the band would play, and you'd go to commercial, and then you'd see the slide, and it would say more to come.
What do you mean by more to come?
You mean today or tomorrow? Or
I mean more to come, that I will have my moments, perhaps.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it could
as time moves on.
It could happen today.
Then. Today, no.
Are you involved in some sort of a negotiation? Is that what this is all about?
This...
Are you involved in some sort of negotiation with the company?
No. I am not.
10 down, 5 to go.
No, I'm not.
Do you want to be involved in a negotiation with the company?
I could care less.
Hmm. Well, then I flip all the cards over.
Uh-huh.
then what's your beef?
No, my beef is I would like to be involved in a negotiation. I would like that to get started. That's what it is.
So you would like a negotiation.
To begin.
To begin.
To begin. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what I'm venting about. Ooh, I perhaps said more than I chose to.
Well, maybe you're starting it now.
Starting what?
The N-word.
The aforementioned negotiation.
Well, you never know. You never know.
you could, in theory, work anywhere, right?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
On top of the world.
Top of the world,
and
Dave.
And why not?
Doing fine. Doing fine. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I used to be really good at this behind-the-scenes stuff. I used to be really, really good at it, but it's not your game. Not my thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, I've got a little poem I heard from Coach Ditka that helped Mike along in his situation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch it over the weekend? It was yesterday's history.
Wait, start again. Your phone. Hold on. Your phone dropped out.
Sorry. It's yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. And let me tell you, when I heard that, it changed my life.
Today's a gift.
I stop and smell the roses.
You know, the one I heard, I think it was Dick Vermeil that said this back when he coached the Philadelphia Eagles. Let me see. Wherever you roam, get a good phone.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Good. I had a quick thing about Mike earlier saying about the little survey he took to find out how old he was and how many months he was.
Right.
I did something. A friend put me to a website where you put in your birth date and you put in a couple of facts about yourself, some questions about your lifestyle and, like, your weight, and it tells you how much time you have left to live.
Right. We've done that
actually,
before.
Which is really surreal.
Gives you the day you're supposed to
die. Those are really popular on the internet right now. You've got Real Age. You got the one that I got today. And then Real Age tells you what is your actual age right now. I've seen that one, too.
And interesting, your girlfriend typed this in for you, right? Your girlfriend typed your information in?
Yeah, but this wasn't a Real Age thing. This was just a this is... You know, how many years you've lived in months and minutes and stuff. And then almost like a horoscope thing on the right. This wasn't, I would have been nervous if it would have been how many years you have left to live. That would have concerned me a little bit.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hi there.
I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Right back at you.
And a happy frickin' New Year. I'm a 15-year listener. The first time I ever called in. And all I just want to say,
wasn't it memorable?
Bye!
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Two quick questions for you.
Yep.
You talk about the Patriots who are just piling on everyone they play.
Right.
What's going to happen when the Patriots finally get Eric Mangini up in Foxborough and try and pull this guy's pants down in front of national TV? What do you think they're going to try and win, 75-0?
Right, sports talk. Thank you, my friend. Kind of covered that yesterday, though.
I liked his father, Henry Mancini.
Appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to you since you were on Wava in the afternoons, BM, and I'm just calling to say thank you for the 20-some-odd years of entertainment. I know it's not easy to do what you do every day, and you've made me laugh for a long, long time.
Send me a couple bucks.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
You're really grateful.
Thanks very much.
Cash is king.
You'll send money.
Send me a dollar. If all of our listeners were to send us a dollar, we might have, what, $100 by the end of the week.
Hey, and it's the holiday season.
Uh-huh. We do have the rock band. That's what we were going to go with today as the lead on our show. We do have Xbox 360 rock band.
Cool.
Thank you to Best Buy. Went in Best Buy today, and it is a CF. Beyond CF.
Everybody's lining up for it?
Here's the problem. They've got the thing set up in the middle of the store, and you have they had two units in the store that I went in. You've got one that had people waiting in line to play it and try it out.
Right.
And you had another section where it was just employees that were playing it. And in the middle of all of this...
the employees playing it.
You know, if they didn't have those beep-beep things on the security...
Right.
People, I swear to God, would just be walking out with TVs because everybody in the store
is
standing watching these people play this goddamn game.
And the employees can cover their ass by saying, oh, we're just learning it so we can sell it better. We're learning it so we can sell it better.
Demonstrating.
But we got it, and we want to thank Best Buy, and it's Rock Band... And
we haven't rehearsed.
Oh no, we've not done ass.
Not a lick.
We even forgot to bring in our guitars from our Guitar Hero at home.
So we only have one guitar, but we have the drums and we have the microphone for singing.
And here are the tunes that we will be attempting to butcher today.
Here we go.
And they are Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh good, I like that one.
Boston, Foreplay, Long Time.
Mm-hmm.
David Bowie, Suffolk Dead City. Mm-hmm. The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Deep Purple, Highway Star. Foo Fighters, Learning to Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage, I Think I'm Paranoid. Kiss.
That's the name.
Detroit Rock City. Metallica, Nirvana. Police, Queens of the Stone Age, Radiohead, Ramones, Red Hot Chili Peppers, R.E.M. Stones, Give Me Shelter, Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, Strokes, and The Who, Won't Get Fooled Again.
Wow. I like those songs. I think we can handle those. I think
Kick
we can
ass. Rock, baby.
Sounds pretty good.
So we're wiring the Xbox through our control board right now. And when we come back from our first commercial set, the baby will be set up and we'll test it out and we'll figure out how the thing plays.
We'll have our sound check.
Now, for any of you that have played Guitar Hero, I was looking at the guitar before, and it is the same principle, only a little bit more elaborate. You know how Guitar Hero has the... multicolored keyboard at the end. Well, now it's got two of them. It's got one up front And it's got, so I think that is so you can play chords. And that looks like a daunting task.
Don't you think maybe we want Joe to handle that?
Yeah, I think Joe should try to handle the guitar.
Joe, at least in the beginning,
because I think the
shot at the git box.
Don't you think the guitar is the key to the whole thing?
Absolutely.
I mean, no matter how you're drumming or how I'm singing, if the guitar is effed up, then the whole thing's going to be screwed
up. If it's like regular Guitar Hero, I think we have a much better shot of not slowing the entire thing down and having it pan itself down to just slow. You know how when you screw it up, it slows the song down?
And you know those lovely sounds when you miss the chord? Think, think, think.
But didn't we have professional guitarists tell us that whether you can play guitar is really not a factor? Is that right.
I think, though, having the coordination to you know, move your hand along the frets is going to work. I think it's going to be okay.
So the dainty coordination of Joe will save the day?
I believe so.
I think so.
All right.
Well, I think Joe's the right man for the job.
Joe is our bass guitarist. Joe's our lead guitarist.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you know, Mike, I want you to cheer up because I had a lovely evening the other night at O'Mara's. Had some steak, had some adult beverages, had a wonderful time. So you always have a fallback position.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dad.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Appreciate it. Dad. That would sound something like this.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Hey, he's my father. I can make a joke about him.
If we did that, you'd take a swing at us.
No, I wouldn't.
Your dad?
No, I'm just making a little joke. We're just trying to have a little fun, folks.
That's Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. Quite frankly, driving from Tyson's is a pain in my nuts. I live in Baltimore, work in Tyson's, so I listen to you guys no matter where I'm at. I just can't run from you anywhere. But, Mike, please, keep going on your tangents. It's helping my day go by. Just let it all out. Let it all out, buddy, please.
Okay. Thank you very much for the advice. I appreciate it.
Spew into this.
Spew into this.
And I know across this great land of ours, of which we serve some of the 48 contiguous states. I know that traffic today is just a bitch everywhere.
Yeah, it's starting already. It really is. This is really the unofficial getaway day.
Here's how it starts. Yesterday was the day for the muckety mucks.
Right.
The people who can take a week off.
And aren't those the kind of people really that head out on Monday?
Yes.
I mean, that seems to be when you know, people tend to leave town.
Now, today is the day that you've got the next tier of folks.
Yep, right.
The people, maybe not in management, maybe not the muckety mucks. I'm talking about, you know, guys with Joe jobs who say, you know what, day before everybody else,
sure,
today's going to be my day. The problem is that tomorrow has become today.
Yep.
As far as traffic goes.
True.
I would bet that tomorrow the traffic is much easier getting around than it is today. Anywhere.
In D.C., I think you're absolutely right, because I already sensed it. They were already talking about the fact that it was thickening up with all the you know, the exits out of town. That's where people were heading.
I think it's like that everywhere, though.
I think in any major metropolitan area, that's the way it is.
And because of the weather, all the airports are backed up today badly and are expected to be the same tomorrow.
But, you know, as I was listening to a traffic report, I realized that one of the sweet things about living in Washington, D.C., if people happen to be heading down south from, say, Boston, Hartford, New York, Providence,
right,
through the 95 corridor. We're not only going to have the people, if you happen to be blessed enough to be traveling south on Route 95, mm-hmm, we're not only blessed with our own traffic, a huge metropolitan area with people getting away, but then the coagulation results from everyone who might be traveling, say, from Baltimore down to South Carolina. Everybody is going to be on that 95 corridor heading down south. And it just makes it, they said, that will be tomorrow, that will be nightmarish. And halfway through today, like 1 o'clock, right about now, it should be nightmarish.
But isn't that, generally speaking, 95, like all the way from Maine,
yep,
all the way down to Florida, no matter where you picked,
that's it.
It's going to be effed up if you're driving on that road.
We just have the benefit of, you know, getting all those major East Coast cities that funnel down past Washington, D.C.
We're halfway there.
You know, after you get past Washington, D.C., you know. Yeah, you might. I don't count Richmond. Do you count Richmond?
Oh, see, I think that you are doing a grave disservice to all of those cities that are, geographically speaking, below D.C. as you go from the East Coast down. I think you're going to get a bottleneck. I think you are underestimating Charlotte traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
Atlanta traffic.
Right.
God, one time I was caught in traffic in Jacksonville, Florida, because 95 is also Main Street of downtown Jacksonville.
Right,
Right.
So if you happen to be driving anywhere in the afternoon in Jacksonville, you got a million people getting onto one road at the same time.
Sure. Sure.
So I think it's screwed up all the way down.
So what you're saying is if you're if you happen to be making those Thanksgiving plans to drive from Portland, Maine to Atlanta, Georgia, you are screwed.
Yeah, and I think even from Atlanta down to Jacksonville would be screwed up.
Yeah.
And then from Jacksonville, you know, down to Florida.
So the whole world is messed up today and tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, and I don't need to see this on TV the day before the day before. Yeah. Virtually every TV show that I turned on, every breakfast chat show today, had the following feature. It starts off with a shot of people in various stages of obesity, but of course, with the heads chopped off.
Right.
Not like OJ would, but I mean, you know, in the scene.
The obligatory New York street scene with the walking, usually with the khaki pants on.
I saw this on the Today Show, Good Morning America, Fox News Channel, and CNN. All of them independently of each other.
The Battle of the Bulge.
And here's what it was. We're fatter than ever. Of course, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very good chance that on Thanksgiving alone, you could have between 5 and 10,000 calories.
Right.
And, and, dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. Of course, that could kill your human ass.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it could.
And after they scream about this,
it could bury you.
After they preach about this, mm-hmm. and after they say, so my gosh, even if you only have two pieces of turkey and one thing of mashed potatoes and one thing of sweet potato pie, 5,000 calories, you're going to be dead. That's today. We'll be right back. What's the first ad? Are you planning a Thanksgiving feast? Come on down to Safeway.
Check out your giant food feast of the day. Yes, sirree. Extra special prices on pumpkin pie.
Why is it that we feel the need 2 days before the fact, to start raining on the parade already?
Well, I think when you're talking about the morning shows, and you're, you know, that kind of is a feeder for local news or local news feeds, that, and it's just the repetition. They do it every year. Yeah. I mean, they ramp it up now 2 weeks in advance, you know, with Martha Stewart out there with her, you know, showing you the best way to prepare your Thanksgiving bird. And then it's the Battle of the Bulge. You know, if you're looking, there's the obligatory report now on every single Today Show, Good Morning America, where they have to come on and they say, now, if you're looking to enjoy a Thanksgiving without the calories, our food editor, Dr. So-and-so Lowenstein, will come in and show you exactly how to do it. And it's the same crap. What you want to do is you want to eat white meat turkey. They come out with this incredible, just cutting-edge technology that they say, you might not want to eat as much white meat.
There was a Yenta on the Today Show who looked like she weighed 80 pounds. She was like Susan Lucci's left leg.
That's their regular, that is their regular medical reporter. I know who you're talking about.
Here's where they lose credibility. Bear with me for a second.
Right.
So she's saying, why don't you just have a micro slice of pie? Enough to get the taste in your mouth, the sensation. Mm-hmm. And yes, if you're going to have some vegetables, why have so much dip? So she's going on and on.
And they always say it's the dip really, the vegetables don't matter if you're using the onion dip with the mayonnaise.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at this, and this chick weighs like maybe 85 pounds. Mm-hmm. To me, she's heroin chic, ridiculous. She wants to lecture me about this. Okay. Then they got the woman from whatever institute it is in America who's going to tell us all of the bad foods that are out there, except, hey, guess what? She's a pig.
She's a big old fatty. Yeah,
I don't mean she's unattractive.
Right.
I mean she's a big, fat lady.
My favorite statistic that Piggy had was, after you eat a large meal, you're 5 to 7 times more likely to die of a heart attack because your body is weary from digesting all the food.
Oh,
and if that doesn't
on.
Sound made up.
That is totally made up.
And besides the fact I don't need to hear that bad information.
Right.
I don't want to get it from someone who's 50 pounds fatter than me.
Especially when it's the day before the holiday.
Right.
On the Channel 5 local morning show today, they went the other direction. They had Steve Shenavy melting marshmallows with a blowtorch on sweet potatoes and preparing Grandma Perkins macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And that's what they should do.
That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's one day. It's one day where we you know, I think, really, you can make the argument that in America we focus on food every day of the week.
Sure.
But this is the one day where food becomes the news story.
Imagine you work at the WJM TV newsroom.
Right.
And they say, You're the cameraman. What a rush it must be when they say, listen, we're going to do another one of our stories on how fat everybody is. Yeah. So you got a great assignment today. Go out and just shoot video of the fattest people you can get. Crop their heads out. Uh-huh. But really, I want asses. I want stomachs. Uh-huh. I want people with canes. I want walkers.
Go down to Times Square. Get the camera down in Times Square where you can see the people getting ready for those discounted Broadway tickets.
And for God's sakes, get me some fat kids. Get over to the Panda Buffet between 11 and 1 and get
the Red Panda Buffet.
Get me a video of everybody coming out.
Now, that's only the wintertime fat shots. They have the similar summertime fat shots,
sure,
usually on a boardwalk.
With shorts.
And they have shorts, and they're walking hand in hand again.
And they won't just
off.
Use body shots. Sometimes they will actually be so specific, they will take the shot from the nose down to the chest, uh-huh, where you'll see the person eating.
Yeah, only
and
if
you'll
they can
just,
show chewing.
You'll just see the person's mouth. The person's mouth is all you see, and it's always something that is a sandwich that's falling apart or a burrito,
right,
or some sort of gooey cake.
A David Hasselhoff hamburger.
And now the, you know, and now I've been watching the stories up in New York where they're talking about the big story this week has been the calorie labels that they want to put, mm-hmm, on all restaurants.
Fast
and they're
food,
saying,
yeah,
and they're saying how they, here are the restaurants that would be exempt. The chains are the restaurants that they're going to hit with this.
Right.
The restaurants that would be exempt because they're doing a New York story, right, are the delis, and they show them put those sandwiches they have in the New York delis.
Yeah,
they have,
like Carnegie.
A side of beef, yeah, on a sandwich, and then Chinese restaurants where the world is basically dipped into the worst kind of fat that you could possibly eat.
Why?
They're going to exempt those people. It's ridiculous.
Why have we elevated these people in our society to tell us what it is that we should and shouldn't eat?
Because they think we're too stupid.
They want to put a label on everything. Why don't we start just labeling stupid people?
Well, the thing is, you know how Subway is the chain where you go into Subway and they have the, they were talking about how wonderful they were. Uh-huh. This is 60 Minutes where they did this.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they had Leslie Stahl sitting there with the guy from Subway. Leslie Stahl, who looks like a praying mantis anyway.
Yeah.
She could fit on a leaf.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, I see, this is 230 calories. Well, how much is it with mayonnaise? And of course, you know the producer of that piece said to the guy behind the counter, hey, listen, when the camera's on you, really slather it on. Because, you know, as a mayonnaise connoisseur, uh-huh, they never put this much mayonnaise on the sandwich. And you see the guy emptying out half of the mayonnaise. We looked for the chart, and these, you know, she's there like with the CEO of the company. We tried to find the chart with what mayonnaise was, and we could, ooh, slick investigative journalism there. The world is safe, Leslie.
I hate the way that they all advertise now. I'll tell you two commercials, McDonald's, Subway. Uh-huh. The McDonald's commercial I despise now, mm-hmm, is where the black family is having dinner, and the kid comes out, and he plays like an MC Hammer song,
mm-hmm,
and he's breakdancing,
right,
as he sits down at the table with his Happy Meal, which incidentally is not the Happy Meal that you and I knew.
Right.
It's like apple slices that he's dipping in some sort of sauce, and he's drinking his milk, and, you know, there's like nothing fried and nothing bad there.
Right.
And the dad's eating some good for him fruit sandwich, and it says, da 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 da.
Fruit sandwich.
I'm loving it. It's like, no, liars, deceitful liars. And then the Subway. Listen, great chain of restaurants.
Oh, yeah, fabulous.
Really
chain.
Great
they
chain.
Yeah, they are.
But you cannot have it both ways.
Right.
You cannot lay it out there to say, here's this guy, Jared, who lost 1,000 pounds by eating our subs.
Right. Then, when he wasn't watching porn.
Then when you've got the Family Guy cartoon,
yes,
coming on TV and saying, look at this sandwich behind me. The sandwich that they're advertising.
Or John Lovitz.
Is one of those, yeah, you know.
The new steak combo.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh, the new steak combo.
They have an incredibly great position where they can go back and forth.
Easily, and that's why they're geniuses.
Between,
I mean, they really are.
Yeah, between we're good for you and, uh-huh, and look at this. Look at this sub. The sub's like 150 calories. Meanwhile, in the next commercial, you're right, it's John Lovitz with like, wow, this is a piece of meat. And what we've done, we've taken every kind of sauce in the world and every cheese in the world and poured it on, and it'll kill you right away. This is Subway.
Eat fresh. I'd like to find out what the highest calorie sub would be. You know, and not the 6-incher. Oh, that was the big thing with Leslie Stahl. She says, and we checked out, and then we realized it wasn't for a 12-inch sub.
It was for a 6-inch sub. Well, most people, when they go to a Subway, they get the 6-inch sub. Leslie Stahl, if she ate a 12-inch sub, she looked like one of those anacondas that's trying to eat the deer. You know, where you see it going through her digestive system.
Right. Leslie Stahl, let me just say, in the right circumstances, 6 inches is just as good as 12. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't saying nothing.
And, you know, I wonder about her when I look at her now, because she's been doing it a long time. She's not as old as Morley, for God's sake. But she's got the thing where she puts the bangs over her forehead. Have you seen her?
I would do her before I would do Andrea Mitchell. Leslie Stahl or Andrea Mitchell, who would you do?
That is, oh, God, that is hard.
Have you ever seen
that? That is brilliant also.
Hello? Have you seen the age spots?
Yeah, but you got to realize that
she might as well be a leopard, man. I swear to God.
Yeah, but Andrea Mitchell is experiencing like Alan Greenspan's breath every morning. You know,
his hot love breath.
I think about him. I think I'd have to go with Andrea Mitchell.
I'd do Leslie Stahl 7 days a week.
Leslie Stahl, you know, even when Leslie Stahl was young, and she's been on 60 Minutes for a million years.
She was never a piece of ass.
She was never a POA.
No.
She used to hang out, you know, she used to hang out in the old man's owner's booth, though. Mm. Jack Kent Cook used to have her for a visit all the time. Right. Leslie Stahl.
Right. You know.
I beg your pardon?
Show a little more leg, Leslie.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
I like watching the game with her because of one reason.
Can't hear a word you say.
Great calves. Wonderful calves.
I'm not here.
Leslie, would you wear the midi again?
Next question.
Not a mini. I want to focus on your calves.
What is it?
I said I want to focus on your calves.
I beg pardon?
Oh, they're wonderful. Listen, Mike, of course, doing Jack Can't Cook, who used to own the Redskins. One more thing before we hit a break. Thank you to whoever it is that sent us an email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. We do have our big FireJoeGibbsNow.com website, which, you know, if you're a regular listener, you know it's 99% a goof.
Right.
But it's starting to get some traction now. People are starting to report on it as if we really give an S.
you came up with it.
And one of the people that's bid on this thing is SI.
Right.
They called for a quote this week.
Wow.
And then someone on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, said that in an upcoming edition of Sports Illustrated, they are going to rate the 31 NFL franchises as far as fan value experience.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent.
And here you go. The Redskins, the team that we love bitching about, are 28th out of 31 teams.
Hey. Bravo.
Higher than I expected.
I'd love to know who's below them. Do we know who's below them?
Let me just give you a couple of things about the Redskins.
Okay.
It says, this is from Sports Illustrated. Now, it would sound like we wrote this, I swear to God. Hmm. With more than 90,000 fans packed in the stadium, the crowd presence is so deafening, you have to yell your conversations to the people sitting next to you. Unfortunately, the stadium is constantly compared to RFK, which was a bandbox and held in the noise. FedEx Field is so huge, the noise dissipates. Further, it's not the same crowd that went to the games at RFK. These are diehard fans who bled burgundy and gold. They are people now who see the games as a social event.
Right.
The cell phone yapping crowd that show up for November and December games wearing mink coats. There's not enough focus on the game, nor on the Redskins, and they give the actual ticket experience 3 out of 10. Hmm. Food and souvenirs, 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Accessibility, parking, 3 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm glad they're aware of that one.
In a city of dreadful commutes, this one deserves a medal for willful intent.
Right.
If you drive, you'll sit in bumper-to-bumper traffic on 495, otherwise known as the Beltway. Mm-hmm. If you're not a season ticket holder, you can't park at the stadium lot, which means you have to pay $30 to park in one of the satellite lots a mile away or more.
$30 to park a mile away.
Wow. Then you catch a shuttle bus to the stadium, a process that can take an hour. After the game, you wait in line 45 minutes to get on the bus to take you back to your $30 parking lot.
Right.
There, you sit on the bus in insane traffic for an hour to get back to the lot where your car is.
Hallelujah.
Then you still have to drive home. Right. And then let's go all the way to the very end. Tailgating, they get 7 out of 10. Stadium atmosphere, 6 out of 10. An oval with no distinguishing features. Mm. Big slab of concrete.
Right.
Neighborhood gets 1 out of 10.
Ouch.
Bottom line. Bottom line.
Bottom line, huh? You're a bottom line.
Here
man.
It comes. Washington Redskins, Sports Illustrated. This sounds like we could have written this.
Okay.
When fans are left with the impression that the owner would charge you for the oxygen you breathe during a game if only he could regulate it, that going to a Redskins game is as much fun as a dentist appointment, and that unless there's a master plan to bring the team back to the friendly confines of RFK, you're better off watching the game on TV.
Amen.
It's clear there is deep-seated discontent flowing beneath the 90,000-plus seats at FedEx Field. In Snyder's defense, the high prices have not stopped the Redskins from selling out every week.
Right.
But Snyder isn't giving his fans any credit for their belief in this regularly disappointing franchise.
Right.
Excuse me. Blah, blah, blah. The fans feel the product they're getting now in the stands or on the field is not as good as what they paid less for in the past. With the NFL's largest stadium and its most loyal fan base, Redskins fans should be a celebration. Instead, they only give fans a reason to say, thank you, Mr. Snyder, for ruining Sundays.
Nice. And that's Sports Thank Illustrated?
You. Right.
Nicely that's done. SI. Very, very good.
Let's see who was worse.
Yeah, who yeah, was they're worse? Two below us. Three below us?
Right.
Read, three teams below us. Three. I mean, okay. Let me see if I can guess. I'm going to try to guess.
Okay.
Boy, this is hard. This really is difficult. Because you think of some really
Hold
dream.
On, Mike. I forgot there's 32 teams.
Okay.
Four below us.
All right, four below us. Boy. Is Jacksonville down there?
No.
Okay. I'm out. That was my one guess.
Jacksonville would be the 12th best fan experience in the NFL.
Okay. It would have to be old stadiums, right?
Not necessarily.
Mm. So new stadiums could do it?
Mm-hmm.
Are there surprises on there?
Not really. Okay. Let me see. Here are the worst five. The Redskins.
Right.
Worse than the Redskins, the Atlanta Falcons and the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, that's probably a traffic issue, too.
Worse than them, the San Francisco 49ers.
Still bad.
That really is Candlestick Park.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worse than that is the Vikings in the Metrodome.
Really?
Well, wow. That's an old, old okay. Happy building.
Right.
And then the worst experience of all is the Jets when they play a giant stadium.
That's true. Isn't that funny? And where are the Giants on there?
The Giants are 25th.
25th. So they're not all that good either.
Let me see. Well, let's go to the best. Okay. The best, of course, the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Steelers, Browns, Lions, Ravens, Eagles.
Kudos to the Lions. I mean, even though their team, this is the first time in a long time Lions have had a fairly decent team.
Seahawks, Colts, Panthers.
What's so great about the Browns?
What's not great about the Browns,
Everything.
Rob? Are you familiar with the thing that Arsenio Hall stole years ago? The dog pound? That's the first dog pound, you know.
Elvis's team, the Browns.
Okay, hold on a second. Tickets.
How did you know that?
I just remember.
Tickets. Tickets, they score 8 out of 10. Food and souvenir, 6 out of 10. Accessibility, 6 out of 10. Tailgate, 8 out of 10. Team, 7 out of 10. Stadium atmosphere, 8 out of 10. Neighborhood, 6 out of 10. Bottom line?
Bottom line.
For a city that identifies with its sports teams as closely as Cleveland does, This is a great stadium.
All right. There it is.
Very nice.
It's all about the experience. It's about the experience. Dan Snyder should get on his knees and thank people like you that actually go to the game. When they have their tickets, go to the game each and every week and support that franchise.
All right, we got it here. Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Rock Band. Start a band. Rock the world!
Let's rock! Wake up!
Are you ready?
We're warrant.
Okay, when we come back, we'll turn on the Xbox. Uh-huh. We'll get in position. And goddammit, we're going to rock!
I'm ready.
Tomorrow is promised to who, Mike? Who's tomorrow promised to?
No one, Don.
Right!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just listen and don't question why.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know that you have many children.
I do.
And I know that Michael is in rehab, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. How did you know that?
You both also looked very angry and upset about it. Tell me what happened. We've heard so many things about it.
Yeah, Meredith, I'm not going to pull any punches here. I was very upset about it.
Donnie Osmond.
I thought it was very unfair for Larry King to throw that question at Marie.
Why do you favor rape?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
The world.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
a second. That kind of went on beyond. Are you wearing any underwear?
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
All right, cats, this is one of the songs we can play on Xbox. Detroit Rock City by Kiss. Mike's got his sunglasses on.
Rockstar. I can't actually. I got to take them off because I can't read the little screen with them on.
We've got the Xbox Rock Band 360. We want to thank very much Best Buy. Robbie, which Best Buy do we want to thank?
Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Most assuredly, Dean from Best Buy.
Thank you very much, Dean, for helping us out.
Ah, Dean.
We got it. Robbie, put it in the machine.
You got it.
All right, here we go.
This is the only way we figure out how to play this thing is to just put it in Xbox. And
no real need to read the instructions.
You know what? You want to talk about a game that's for guys?
Right.
It doesn't come with a manual.
Oh, fantastic.
It's intuitive.
All right, good.
We have this thing wired through the board, correct?
Yeah, let me bring it up.
Because we have to bring up the right input here.
Sound check.
Hello,
check.
Take, baby.
Sure, come on, take.
Come on,
all right,
take.
It's loading.
Wait for it.
It's and getting loaded.
Got it. Rated T.
That makes two of us.
There's your guitar, Joe. Go over to the right side because I got to be on the left side.
This game is rated
T. Go over on that side.
Sure, yeah. All right, let me get my microphone here.
Hey, listen, that's the Xbox.
The roar of the crowd.
My drumsticks.
It's starting without you.
Joe's got the guitar. It's just the intro.
Yeah, I mean, this is the setup.
I don't even, think the drum thing is turned on, is it?
Now, can't you press start?
There you go. Hey, is this thing even turned on?
So you've got the control.
I do.
All right, press start, Rob.
Hold on, everybody. I don't know if the drums are turned on yet. Is your guitar on, Joe?
No, we haven't even started yet.
Would it be able to put it? No, it is.
Why don't you get the guy from Best Buy in here, please?
Hey, Dean, come here.
Hello, Dean. I got to go to the couch. you know.
How to navigate using your microphone and Xbox 360 controller.
Ah, good.
Pull to chat, Xbox Live games only. Back, forward, up, down. You see now if the drum set is even hooked up correctly.
Well, would it make a sound? It's not like an amplifier.
Yeah, we're not.
It wouldn't make a sound until you're playing the game.
I think you have to start a song, don't you?
All right.
Some
TVs can introduce a delay between when you hit a note and when you hear the music. If you experience this while playing, choose calibrate system from the options menu.
You should be okay.
Continue. Solo.
Multiplayer.
Multiplayer, Rob. Go to multiplayer. Okay,
band quick play.
That's what we want. Let's make sure everything is turned on, though.
Local multiplayer or...
Should we go, Dean? Should we go local multiplayer or player match?
Multiplayer.
Local multiplayer.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right. Join band. Okay. What do we got to hit here, guys? Okay. Join.
The green A. Hit A.
A.
No microphone has been detected. Please connect microphone to play as a vocalist.
It's not recognizing do you have to plug it to a different USB port? It's not recognizing any
sound
of
check,
those.
Sound check.
This, you know what this is? This is Christmas morning. Check, one, two, check. Uh-huh. Check.
You're just hearing the audio from the Xbox right now.
Check, one, two.
Come on, Dad. Can't you figure this thing out?
Working on it, son.
That was Rob just pushing the button again to go back in the menu.
Trying a new mic cord here.
Ah, yeah, you were looking to plug it in. Doesn't have a hole to plug it in, does it? Yeah. Hey, man.
Come on.
Microphone is
that the other end of the microphone?
While you guys are waiting for that.
What are you going to do?
Try to move on with the show, I guess.
There's a show?
I mean, I was led to believe this was like a plug and play, but yeah, I guess it's got to be turned on.
Set it and forget it.
Oh, I plugged this in right here.
Join.
Yeah, Mike's going to plug something in.
How are those drums coming, guys?
Other
All
Can you feel the excitement? This is what this.
Something's happening.
What happened? What happened? In line for.
Wait, wait.
Check 1, 2.
Hello, hello.
All right.
Are we good
hello?
To go?
What is the microphone? Does it have a button on it?
No.
Enjoy it?
It doesn't have a button on it.
All right, so we've got Joe pushes his button right. on his guitar to join
hit
the band.
Hit A, Rob.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. I don't want to be the woman. I wanted you to change my player. Band quick play. Let's start. All right. Multiplayer.
Press start.
Multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
Doing that. Joe, are you hitting buttons?
Joe, don't hit any buttons. Let Rob just set it up with the controller.
Okay, what do we want? Band quick
play. Band quick play.
That was the problem. Joe's been hitting the buttons.
Local multiplayer.
Local multiplayer.
Uh-huh. Great. Joe, don't touch any buttons.
Now, if I hit the A, the mic will join.
Okay, now.
Right, check
you
one.
I hit A. And there, the drums are in. Joe, hit A.
Or green, I guess.
Hit the green button, Joe.
Green.
Green up
there. Up at the top. There we go.
Go back, Joe.
Jesus.
Joe, have you ever played a video game before? There you go.
All right, he's up there.
He's in.
There we go.
All right.
Cool.
All right, all right.
Let's go.
Mike, drums, guitar. Everybody's in.
Come on.
What happened? Wait, wait. Something we just...
I'm in. Let's go. Start it, Robbie.
Start.
Yes. Push A.
Okay.
A.
Continuing.
Joe, are you pressing buttons? Don't press anything.
Joe, don't touch any buttons. Warm-up songs, 5 songs. Say It Isn't So by Weezer. I Think I'm Paranoid by... How about Mississippi Queen? Here It Goes Again. Apprentice songs, Creep. Keep going.
I want you.
Which one?
Okay.
All right, let's do that. Do it. Choose difficulty.
Easy.
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 Why does it have player 3?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, all right, yeah, easy for player 1.
The new game, Rock.
Don's the drummer. Put it on easy, right?
There you go.
We're all set.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello. Check 1, 2.
Mountain singer guitarist.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Play guitar for the Who's demo of Won't Get Fooled Again. It's loading right now.
It's loading. I'm ready.
We're almost there.
Hear that? Yeah, those are real drumsticks.
This is exciting.
Player one.
Player one. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
I already failed.
Around. Living Cajun boy.
What are we doing?
I don't like that song.
Pick another one.
I want a song that I like.
Hold on, let me see if I can hear my thing.
27% complete. Hey, quit your booing. Quit your booing.
Hold on.
No, you're not on now. It cut you off, Don.
Yes, we want to continue. Let's try it again.
I thought that was great.
Hello.
Hello.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Way down around midnight.
Now let's do Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Do we all follow the same colors?
Yeah, that one. All right. Okay. Now we're going to start it.
Don't press button.
All right, I'm ready, Don.
I'm ready, Mike.
Can we hear your drums?
Nope.
No.
Can't hear it. Jesus Christ.
Joe, you can't press buttons until we're playing.
Don't touch anything, Joe. All right, we're all loaded now, right?
Oh, my God.
From the top.
This is a... Hey, Alfred E. Newman, do you know what you're doing with that thing?
Yeah, we all have, everybody has to stop touching everything.
Right.
Don't touch anything, Joe. Joe, don't touch anything. Don't touch any buttons at all, please.
All right. Stand by for action.
Don't touch anything, Joe. Now, the guy from Best Buy is loading us all in.
Uh-huh. Guitar, drums, and vocal mic.
Now... It's going to go back to the original thing again. You got to continue with the leader. Who's the leader?
Singer.
No, the guitar player is the leader. So he has to press continue, which is red.
We're forming a band.
Jesus. Forming a band is never easy.
No.
This band's about to break up.
All right, he loaded the microphone.
So now the rocker is loaded, the microphone's loaded, just load the drums.
This whole band is loaded.
All right.
Should I stay or should I go?
Joe, don't touch anything. I'm not either. Okay, difficulty, easy. Joe, guitar, easy.
Yeah, but, right?
Now, friend from Best Buy is pushing the button.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Trying to get synced up. The exciting new video game.
Ah, we're ready.
Band.
Some musicians who would have to select lefty mode from the pause. Whatever. Kurt Cobain, lefty. Jimi Hendrix, lefty. Paul McCartney. It's loading. The song is loading. You're going to be entertained momentarily.
Nice.
Now, do we all follow the same colors?
Hey, does the lead singer have breasts?
Yes, you're a girl. Should I stay or should I go?
Hello. Check 1, 2.
Sacramento!
I'm ready. I'm speaking to you through the game now, baby.
Hey, baby.
Woo!
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I?
You've been booed off the stage.
They're booing me.
They booed us already.
We're all booed off the stage.
We all got eliminated.
Okay, reload.
We're
going
to do a retry on this.
Let's try it again.
Don't touch anything, Joe.
I think you and Joe failed at the same time.
It's all about rehearsing.
Retry.
Here we go.
Black.
Joe, you got to move out of the way, please. You're bogarting the screen.
Oh, dear. You know what I like they do? They fade my microphone out when we start screwing up. They
think Joe, you just got to move out of the way so I can see that.
Don's got an obstacle there.
The drum part is on the right side of the screen.
Should we try this one again? Because we really almost had it. We 42% complete.
Uh-huh.
We were 27% complete last time.
We're 43 complete.
42.
42. Oh, sorry. Looks like a 3.
40-something.
Here we go.
The new game.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Don, Mike, and Joe are warming up.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you don't want me, set me free.
I'm out, I failed.
Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Don't you know how your arm screwed up? Come on and let me know.
There he goes. They faded his mind.
All right, what's our percentage?
I think we had to do better. We had to do much better. I can practically hear the reviews coming in. Oh, what happened? Oh, 58. 58. Hey,
yeah.
We're getting better. All it takes is a little practice.
That's right.
I think we've got a chance.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
No offense, Best Buy, you're great. I'm bored with this game.
No. Do you want to switch? Do you want to sing?
I think we should go do a gig at Hooters.
Do you want to sing?
Oh, God, no.
Do you want to try a different song?
Yeah, try another song, Joe.
All right.
Go ahead.
That's a good idea.
Let's see. What else have we
got? Oh, we're doing a retry again.
You should try the guitar.
Huh?
Don, you should try the guitar again. You're used to that from the other game, right?
You should try a vasectomy.
Already doing it.
You should try a vasectomy.
Already doing it.
Loaded. That should have been on microphone.
Give me shelter.
Joe, do you know that song? I know how to play it on a real guitar.
All right, now we're setting it up.
That doesn't count in this game.
All right.
Our setup has gotten a lot faster.
All right, we're ready.
Use the tutorials. Who cares about tutorials?
Exactly.
Tutorials can kiss my Irish butt.
Tutorials, bro.
All right, it's loading, man. Listen, guys, let's get our heads together, okay?
Let's get loaded.
We can make this happen, all right?
I want every chick out there to be creaming. I want them to be creaming.
Hi, I'm Mick Jagger. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Don Geronimo on drums, ladies and gentlemen. My range.
There they go.
Oh, dear. We failed miserably.
Oh, we did okay?
No, I don't think we got 27%. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens.
Your first shot at it.
27%. Yeah, that's scientific. Gee, we just happened to get 27% on the first song the last time.
Well, one more song?
Yeah, one more. A different song?
How about that
song? All right, very good.
Thank you.
It's easier to play on a real guitar.
You'll lose all save progress.
Okay. Any Neil Sedaka in there?
Now, can you play this game by yourself, like with the other members, just with one instrument?
Yes, you can. That's the answer.
All right. Give me Shelter. What other?
Creep. Yeah, here it goes again. Mississippi Queen. I think a Paranoid. The Bloom City. Random song. Do you feel lucky, Punk?
Random song.
Let the crowd decide your next song.
All right, wow. Do that.
Always listen to your audience.
There we go.
All right, we're ready. Right. A teenage Kurt Cobain once failed an audition for the band Melvins.
He's dead, man.
Who are considered to have been the forefathers of grunge.
So are the Melvins.
Thank you.
The Melvins.
They're also dead.
Thank you. Thank you. This game's fun.
You like it?
It is.
Well, here's the singer. Thank you, fans.
Hello, everybody. My name is Johnny Cash. In Bloom by Nirvana. I know that one. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Her, her, dear, dear. How do her, dear. Weather changes moods. Spring is here again. Reproductive glands.
Hey, come on! All the pretty songs, and he likes to sing along.
And I'm out!
He likes to shoot his gun, but he knows not what it means. Knows not what it means.
Yeah, mic's out. Very, very sorry. This audition has failed. We will not be playing the State Theater.
27%.
27%. Huh. That is our number. That is our number.
What's the one song that we did good on?
Should I stay or should I go now?
Yeah. Why don't we end that with that one?
We had 57%, so we have to beat 57%, and that will be a triumph.
58. Go all the way this time.
No, didn't we have 60-something?
No.
58.
You're dreaming, boy. You're
what,
high.
Are you high? Are you high?
Might work better if he wants.
All right, we're trying to find the other song here. Did we get it?
Don on drums, Mike on vocal, what? Joe Ardinger on guitar.
Don't touch it.
The Game Rock Band.
It's like a child. Hey, I like that singer.
Thanks, the best.
Thin.
Line. All right.
Select rocker, man. Dude, you're not selecting the right rocker. Okay?
I think I'm a chick. I think I'm a chick.
Hey, look at.
I have the amp.
All right, we're finding it again.
That was the song we killed.
Should I stay or should I go?
Good roadie.
We killed
this song.
Get ready for some outstanding rockmanship.
This is going to be the best performance of the day.
Rockmanship.
Here we go.
And I got to remember, though. Woo!
That's right.
Thank you.
That'll get you to 58.
Boom, 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 boom. Woo!
I want lots of hoes after the show.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen. Take the first two rows and pick out the hottest ones.
I'll take care of that.
I want some booger sugar and some crystals.
Booger sugar.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm another chick. Look at Gene Simmons here. Don, nice hair.
Woo! Woo! Voila!
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
If you say that you are mine,
till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know.
My hyperactive foot.
Should I stay or should I go?
Too much floor drum.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Strong.
If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? This is decent buying of me. If you don't want me to be free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I blow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo. I'm out.
If I go, there will be trouble.
Finish it up, fellas.
And if I stay, it will be trouble.
You have no drummer.
And no all right, singer. That's it. We're all out now.
I
think we kicked ass.
That we did better than our best.
Wait till you see this percentage. Get ready.
Go to the scoreboard.
82! Yeah!
82! All right, throw it out.
It's all about practice.
That's fantastic.
Send it to some hospital.
That was fantastic.
All right, cool.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
It's pretty amazing, really.
We're such brats. We are such. We feel the exact same way. Ugh. That was fun. Kids will love it.
Not noisy.
Huh? Yeah, it's noisy, but in a good way.
Right. Oh, that's good. That's good fun. Really.
That is a lot of fun. And if you practice and you have your buddies, you can ace it.
That could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
the drums were. Did you find the drums to be kind of accurate?
Yes.
And I think Joe liked the guitar, and I thought the microphone was pretty good.
The only time that it took me out of the game was when my leg got too spastic when I was
right
because it wants you
when
to
it's
keep,
like doom that doom that doom that
it wants you to stop and keep that.
And the drums come with a foot pedal, too, right?
Wow.
Cool.
Very, very cool.
When the long line went by, is that when you're supposed to hit the bass pedal?
Yeah.
That's boom, 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 boom. That Clash song has a weird meter.
It is very different than actually playing music, but it is. I think it gives you the parameters for
that
kind of thing.
Cool for parties, I think.
You know, it's like, and pretty soon people are going to drive cars the same way. No one will really know how to drive an automobile, but they'll be able to drive one on a video game.
Oh, well, that or it could be like, what was it, Minority Report?
Right. Movie? Yes.
Tom Cruise gets in and just pushes the button, and the car goes up the side
virtual.
Of the building.
Cool. Right. Everything's virtual reality.
Very cool. Well, Buzz?
Yes.
I'm sorry we didn't have a Gitbox for you. Perhaps you could tell us on a scale of 1 to 10 how grand were we as an American band?
I would say 27%.
That's how grand we were. I couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Buzz. Right. We suck, and we know it. And we'll be right back. Thank you, Best Buy.
All right.
Gaithersburg, Maryland. Thank you for bringing that down. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
There
goes WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's Frank Caliendo. It's good to see you, man.
Nice. Great to be here. Thanks for having
me. Thanks for being here.
See that look that Chuck has given me over there? I hope it doesn't break into my voice. That's going to be nuts. He does not sound like me. He looks like a fool. Kenneth, tell him he's crazy.
Just waiting. Number one, from the clip
that was
seen,
you talking. My fault.
Sorry, let me mirror what you're doing over there.
All right. That's how bad stuff happened around here. You know, it's been really fun watching all your promos
But I'm not going to be happy. They say you do me really well.
He's been doing that for the last 5 minutes. The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement. Should I stay
or should I go? It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Our buddy Frank Caliendo, Uber Whore.
Yeah.
That is said with love. Boy, he has really made it to the big time. He got skewered by Tom Shales today at the Washington Post.
Tom Shales was a little rough on him today.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little.
Really? It was not the level of one of Tom Shales' Kathy Lee Gifford Christmas special reviews.
That's the top, right? Mm-hmm. When he's skewering somebody, that's the absolute top.
But he does not have a lot of nice things to say about Frank.
Oh, dear.
The show, mainly. Not so much Frank, right?
Well, no. Or hold
on. Frank, too.
Yeah, him, too, though.
Oh, dear.
Said he...
Well, I mean, what did he say? I mean, his impressions are spot on.
It's only Washington, D.C., and does anybody have the newspaper?
Somewhere handy, yes.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show. I got to remember.
Cowbell.
I got to remember. Yeah, we need more cowbell. I got to remember to bring my own newspaper in every day.
Yeah. Well, you have it at home, right? You have it at home.
That's where I read it originally.
I have it at home. I did not read. I saw the Frank thing. I didn't read the Shales review.
He killed him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I was wondering if you guys wanted to hear any more, like, news on the Jankum stuff, because I don't know if you guys.
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Thank
you. I was sitting here. We're really waiting for a review of our fabulous singing.
No, that's not coming, Mike. I don't think that's coming. Although those
guys. It was Jankum.
Those nice guys at Best Buy. Uh-huh. I don't know why they.
The Geek Squad?
Yeah. We said, any request at all, who can we thank? What can we say? And I swear to God, they said, if you could just mention. That we're going to have a lot of sales the day after Thanksgiving.
Because they really need the business for that.
Did you hear when they said that?
Yeah. We really hope a lot of people come out. Well, a lot of people are. You know, I said, dude.
Good luck finding
parking. A lot of people are going to come out on Friday.
Because those guys were incredibly nice to bring that thing.
They were wonderful.
There.
Yes, they were.
And I believe they were. I mean, some of those guys were actually the Geek Squad.
Yes.
Because one of the guys had a.
Had the logo.
A Geek Squad jacket. Yeah. I really wanted to steal that jacket.
Didn't you think the one guy looked like the Chinese guy from Heroes? Anyway, we're standing outside with him. We're going, okay, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for bringing anything at all we can do. Anything at all. Well, you know, we got lots of sale. And then the one guy said, I think this is going to be the hottest item this Christmas.
he was stating the obvious a couple of times. So get to the Gaithersburg Best Buy on... the day after Thanksgiving.
5 a.m. open.
5 a.m. it opens?
Wow.
Wonderful.
The multiple personalities of Frank TV.
Yes.
Sketchy indeed. Frank Caliendo, a round young comic.
Okay, right there. That's Shales right there. You know where he's going.
With a following of interneters and sports fans, has been given his own series on TBS, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't know what to do with it. As a result, Frank TV premiering tonight has a strange, timid, cloudy countenance. That's too cold to be warmed up to.
Oh, that's Shales being Shales.
That is the first paragraph.
That's Shales being Shalesy.
And then here's the last paragraph.
And that's how you usually, that's how you read it, right? I mean, that's how you can read the whole newspaper.
I don't retain a lot from school.
Right.
But one of the things I did retain from some class in school was like, hey, here's the biggest shortcut of all time.
Right.
Read the first paragraph and the last paragraph.
The lead and the close. And you're all set.
Right.
So here's the close.
Don't need any of the meat in that sandwich.
Caliendo's Frank TV is as meek and bland as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metro newspaper. Unfortunately, no matter how many people the star becomes, neither he nor the show ever turns into Superman.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's mean. That's Shales being mean, but that's what he's paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's paid to be mean. All right, now you're looking at some of the meat, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're looking at some of the slices of salami in that salami sandwich.
Yes, I am.
The chewy center.
You know.
Now, other than that, he piles on. He's just piling on.
Okay.
Anyway,
well,
that's
we'll
Tom
see.
Shales.
You know, he's in a good time slot. Is he like, on at 11 o'clock at
11
night?
11 o'clock tonight, right.
Only, but he's up against, you know, the talk shows, but they're all dark, so mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, dog. You know, that it really wasn't working for me.
Oh.
singing was a little pitchy, you know. Just wasn't working.
Well, Randy, I think you're a little pitchy. Okay.
Well, I was feeling it. I don't care what you say, because I know America will vote for our band, Booger Sugar.
Booger Sugar, the band.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
You guys should have played that White Power song that Rob liked.
Unfortunately, that's not part of the game.
It's not in the machine.
Oh, come on. You should make it up.
Hard to believe that that is not in Rock Band.
Well, you can unlock it if you get to that level.
Oh, that's right. You can unlock that song. It's a bonus.
But it reminds me, once again, the kids have voted, Mike.
Yes.
And this time, it's a surprise. It's an all-girls school.
Really?
What's that? Holton Arms.
That's the end of the round.
Holton Arms is called, and they've made this the most requested song of the day.
TCBQ.
Hurry up for America. Wake up today. Wake up for America.
Wow.
As you know, every day we play the song the kids call for the most.
Oh, my. Wow. Hey. You see that guy down by the stage? I think that was Ed Norton.
Before it gets too late, white power!
That was Ed Norton right down there with real skinny suspenders. Wow.
I love it when you make it a ballad.
It is. That they just sped it up is what they did.
He's coming to the microphone.
Here he comes. You see,
what
it
great
should be
news.
Taken.
What makes a Nazi? How what does he get that way?
It should be taken at a different tempo, a more reverent tempo.
Yeah.
White power in America. White power today.
Hello, Don
White power
show.
In America.
Hello.
Before it gets too late. White Hello. Power.
Okay, get away. I'm going to throw a drumstick at you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Your song would have sounded good if I was on Butt Hash.
Butt Hash.
A lot of calls. Another,
why, it seems, are we getting all these calls about Jankum?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Her body's like a cyclone. She moves it all night long. Hey, Don's and Mike's.
Yes.
I need a little white folk to come over and open my new club. I'm in Sacramento. I need you boys down here.
I don't know. I can only give you the advice that Mr. Miyagi said. Wax on, wax off.
But I don't doubt that call was truly from Sacramento.
That's what I believe that guy does all the time.
Or as he said, Sacramento.
He wax on, wax off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
A new all-time low.
What was an all-time low?
That segment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What we were shooting
you,
for.
What was your least favorite part of it?
And don't say everything.
It's hard to narrow it down because it all sucks so badly.
Yeah, but I mean, Ash, take the one. I mean, really don't say everything. You can't do that. It's not fair. Give us really what you thought the low point was.
Man, I'm sorry. I just can't nail that down.
You know what? I'm sorry that you are not the critic that we're looking for.
You're no Tom Shales, sir.
Because in some weird way, you must have enjoyed the performance of Booger Sugar on the Xbox Rock Band game, because you cannot tell us what you didn't like about our performance.
Yeah, and everything is a cop-out. You know, you want to really, like, narrow it down, what you really hated.
I need you all down here.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank you.
Another satisfied customer.
There he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Corey from It's All Relative.
Hi there, Corey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Corey. I remembered you on It's All Relative.
That's right. Radio gods, just quick.
Hey, hold on a second. Is this Corey from the game It's All Relative?
Yeah, remember Corey from It's All Relative?
Oh, my God. How many hours has it been since we played that game?
I don't know, but I love you guys.
We love you too, Corey. That was the best game we've ever played on the radio.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Guess who's on the phone, Buzz?
I can't imagine.
Can you recognize? Say hi, Buzz, and he'll know who this is.
Hey, Buzz, it's 420 time, boy.
Wait.
What say you?
Is this Corey?
Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah.
Goddamn Corey, right, Buzz.
The Corey from It's All Relatives?
Good timing.
That's right.
I enjoyed that. The pause was wonderful.
Thank you.
Is this Corey?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Core retard.
I'm here.
Hello?
I got to tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Who is this?
Who is he sampling?
This is Christopher.
By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson.
What's he sampling,
this
Robbie?
This is Christopher Walken from the Saturday Night Live More Cowbell sketch.
Oh,
the Blue Oyster Cult sketch.
Well, that's all right, because actually that's very timely, because yes, we do need more cowbell. We are just like the guys in that studio.
I'm your cowbell guy.
I think it needs more cowbell.
Fantastic.
I gotta have more cowbell.
That's a good call. Likey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, number one fan here. I just like to say when y'all were playing that video game, that, you know, Joe did such a good job playing guitar. Don, you did a good job playing drums. And Mike, you did such a great job thinking. Gotta go, number one fan.
That's how it goes.
I like that. You know, we could do it. I could do everybody calling us like that.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, that was horrible.
Thank you.
Thank you. What did you specifically, what was something that you really didn't like specifically?
Mike, your singing was totally off. John, your drumming was horrible. And Joe, for a man who stoned off his ass, could not play the guitar to save his life.
Just listen and don't question why.
Right. That's
Thank
it.
You. Mm-hmm. I would also.
Shut up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so stoned. Sugar Booger, your hearts were into it.
No.
Booger Sugar.
The name of the band, sir, is Booger Sugar.
Yes, Sugar Booger. Sugar Booger is what we call our significant others. Pass me the rolls, will you, Sugar Booger?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike, what's happening?
And Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to book that Sugar Booger band on my anniversary.
What? Did you understand anything he just said?
Sugar Booger Band.
He wants to book it for his anniversary.
Why did you bomb my country on 9/11?
How many people will be there?
I'm in Lodi. We love you here in Lodi, man.
Okay, no need to answer that question.
I got my eye on you. I am profiling you right now. I'm going to be on alert. TSA this weekend, baby. TSA.
Abu from Lodi.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to need you to step out of line, and I'm going to need you to
be here. I'm going to wait for you guys.
You'll be there waiting.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I didn't know that Lodi had a lot of cab companies.
And they're the free taxi from Sacramento.
See? He drives a taxi.
All my brother work on the airport. I'll mention my name.
Okay, good news.
No problem.
Will you say hi to your wife for me? Hi, Dot.
Dot. And he's gone like the wind.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Terrorist.
Don and Mike.
Amen, Robbie. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, this is Casey. I called about 6 years ago. Do you guys remember me?
Oh, you're the number one fan from 6 years ago.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Right.
I just think that I wanted to say that guy was an idiot from It's All Relative calling, thinking you guys would remember a pea brain like that. It's unbelievable.
He's not smart like you, is he, amazing. Casey?
I thought your plane was amazing.
Thank you, F-Stick. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. You remember me?
Sure we do.
Sure. Refresh your memories.
On for real, though, right? Remember the blind dude, right, that won a Super Bowl drink for you?
The blind dude who won a Super Bowl what?
Super Bowl ticket.
Tickets. Super Bowl
a
tickets.
Did we once give Super Bowl tickets to a blind guy? It sounds like us.
But it was under the condition that he drive to the game.
No, seriously, I came in that jank.
I remember that the company came up with one Super Bowl ticket. Wasn't that right, sir?
Yeah.
And in order to defuse the entire contest, you gave it to a blind listener. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
How'd you like the game?
Well, it was all right, man. The seats were too far up. I couldn't see the field that well.
Right.
Well, you're blind. You couldn't see the field if you were right on the 50-yard line in the front row.
I know that blind people often have their senses, their other senses heightened.
Sharper.
That is the urban,
not in this case.
That is the urban legend, mm-hmm. much like the spider biting Peter Parker. So tell me something, with your incredible bionic ears, what do you think of the performance of Booger Sugar? Come on now.
The best I ever heard, man.
Really? Are you high right now?
Am I high?
Are you high? Yeah, you sound like you might be high.
He would have no way of knowing if
I'm just a laid-back brother, man. That's all.
He would have no way of knowing if his eyes are red.
Listen, question I have, right?
Yes,
listen.
Yo.
It's kind of old, though, right?
Yo.
But, you know, the curve your enthusiasm train, right?
Yeah. Yes, LD.
The way it ended, right?
Uh-huh. That's right, with the blacks, yes.
Then I couldn't see it. Did he bang her? Yeah.
Did he bang her at the end of the Curb Your
Enthusiasm? Yes, yeah, they woke up in bed together. Oh, the kids were jumping in bed with them.
Yeah.
Triple X rated action, too.
You're kidding me.
Is she talking about Larry David?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Larry David with Triple X rated action.
Yeah.
Nothing I would like to see on TV more.
Hey, caller?
Yeah, man.
How old were you when they told you you were black?
That's funny, man. Dave Chappelle.
You like that?
Hey. See, Rob's tipping his hand. He's a Chappelle fan.
That's funny, man. That
funny. All right, dude. Well, I tell you what. It's, as I see on the clock, no time left for cripples. So we have to thank you for your call. And
hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
That's my D, man.
That's my D.
Personal message.
And he's out of there.
And a blind guy hangs up on you.
That was good.
That's my D.
Yeah, Rob. Chappelle.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, what's happening?
You guys did a great job.
No, we did not, please.
Yes, you did. This could start a whole new thing. You know, I can just see you guys playing Call of Duty on, you know, over the radio.
Call of Duty would be fantastic because you'd hear all the explosions and you'd hear the dialogue because Call of Duty is like a little mini movie.
You know,
how is the game set up? Are you all on the same screen? Or are there four players? Or
you know, this is actually a good question. Uh-huh. Yes, the drum. You know how you follow the lights. The lights for the drummer are on the right side of the screen. Mm-hmm. The lights for the guitarist are on the left side of the screen. And the lyrics
are a crawl up at the top.
Crawl up on the top.
And the thing is that you have to follow the instructions. The first thing is it says continue, then start, and then take your pants off. We have to play without pants.
It was one screen.
And you got to do what we do. You got to endlessly turn it on, then have everybody hit the wrong buttons,
right?
Then turn it on again, then reset it again.
But if you want to take an extra 10 or 20 minutes to get it going, bring Joe over and have him play with the frets.
That's the fun.
I don't know if we explained that correctly or when we were setting this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Best Buy said, don't touch any buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So as we kept resetting this thing.
We weren't looking at Joe. We were all looking at the screen, the TV screen, where it was supposed to, for some reason, it was not resetting the right way.
And as it turns out, every time the guy would reset the game, Joe would push one of the buttons on the guitar because he was just sitting there playing with it.
He was playing with it because it had little buttons that you could move, and it had bright colors, and it was very, very tempting. Very tempting for Joe to play. And as Joe said on Gimme Shelter, that's easier to play on the real guitar than it is on the Rockstar.
Wow. Gotcha. Hey, when we come back, well, not when we come back directly, but Rob, are you up for some Thanksgiving shemale fun?
I'm ready. Let's
do it. I think we might have to dial for some TVs today.
Oh, best cooking time of the year.
Have some good fun with Robbie. We'll do something that involves you, maybe when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're shooting already?
Holly.
Yeah.
Over here.
Holly Morris, the slut.
Ooh.
Pass it around.
Gangbang. Big gangbang.
Listen for the guy at the end.
No! I think the fact that we have green paint all over us means perhaps we didn't fare so well.
Oh my gosh.
Holly.
Hot air.
No kid is getting hot
so
in here.
So hot in here.
Very hot in here.
So hot in
here. Yogi. What do you want, baby? I'm smarter than the average people. Yogi. What are you gonna do about my bomb apples? My apples broken to the pieces. So what's wrong with you, boo-boo? You don't have to make a mistake on these things.
Wow.
Ah, that's Merrill Howard Kalin.
Sure is.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Just listen, and don't question why.
Where's another Merrill thing?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Oh, no.
Here he is.
Me, 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 me.
Jeopardy.
Bum, 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 bum,
62-year-old Merrill Howard Kalin.
Right. Thank you so much for listening on this real getaway day. It's not tomorrow, it's today. But if you're doing things the old-fashioned way and tomorrow is your getaway day, again, this will be your oasis from all the humps on the road because we are going, by this time tomorrow, it's going to smell so much like man ass in here. Yeah. It's going to be impossible to ignore. Tomorrow we celebrate Homovember.
Homovember, baby.
Homo Joe's going to be here. We're going to have 10 single gay men.
Right.
Blair Michaels, who is the drag queen of D.C. Yeah.
will be performing, what is it, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
Among others.
Santa Baby. I'm terribly sorry.
And a surprise.
A surprise performance.
Yes. Plus, as we've mentioned before, gay porno will be playing upstairs in the party room. We're going to have food courtesy of O'Mara's restaurant, O'Mara's annual turkey baster party Wednesday night at O'Mara's in scenic man-ass Virginia.
Yes.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Should be fun.
Third annual.
And we're going to break out the absinthe tomorrow for these
wow
for these queers.
Everybody's going to have a fantastic time. And, of course, hosted by Homo Joe. He's going to be the party master.
Queer is not an ugly word anymore because of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Right.
But Joe did mention to me that if I was going to use a Q to refer to him, Homo Joe would much rather be referred to as a queen.
A queen.
Than a queer.
He's a grand old queen.
He's our favorite queen.
He is a wonderful old queen, but I don't believe he wears like Blair Michaels outfits. He doesn't like to do that. I think he always likes to be very butch. Extremely butch.
You think Homo Joe is butch?
Haven't we discussed with Homo Joe, like when he goes to the gay pride parade, he doesn't really wear the outfits. At least he doesn't admit to wearing the outfits.
I guess it's all relative.
He's a top.
Yeah, and he points that out a lot as well.
Perhaps tomorrow we'll get to the bottom of it.
So that's tomorrow, and we're looking forward to that. Rob will dial for Transvestites here in a second. The worst jobs in America.
Here I am.
Mike?
No, I'm sorry to say.
It's not Rob this year.
No, well, based on your comments in the opening segment, it might be you.
Yeah, you never know.
Currently with the worst jobs in America. This is from CBS Market Watch. Right now, as we speak now today.
Is this dangerous or worst?
Just the worst.
Okay.
These jobs are the worst. Motion picture projectionists.
No, I don't understand that. I mean, I would think that you probably have a boring factor, but it beats pulling, candy off the seats.
Minimum wage, no benefits.
No benefits. Well, it's a kid's job, isn't it, really?
Dishwashers.
Yeah.
You don't get paid a lot. Then you have the eighth worst job in America, being a model or a demonstrator. Unless you're a supermodel. They say if you go, to trade shows, and you're one of the girls that has to stand there by the car or whatever.
All these seem to speak to the boring factor a little bit, where you have to do one thing and just stay there all day.
Here's another worst job in America, tour and travel guide.
Right.
I don't know why. Oh, here's why. Tour guides have to beg for tips.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, true.
Their salaries are low, and no one likes to tip when you get done with the tour.
Yeah, and I have you ever seen the tour guides that just appear ready to end their own lives because they've done it over and over and over again?
Then you got waiter. Of course, everybody knows that's not a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Lifeguard, it says, is the fifth worst job in America.
That's not true. That's not true. Lifeguard's a blast.
It's okay as a summer job when you're in high school. It's not a good career as an adult.
Huh.
Number four would be fabric pattern makers.
Well, you can lose fingers.
Number three would be ushers, lobby attendants, and ticket takers.
They seem to have a theme here. You know, when you're in the movie theater, you see a lot of unhappy people. But really, when you go to the movie theater, don't you see the expressions on people's faces? I mean, they hate being there.
The number two worst job in America is being a counter attendant at a movie theater.
Oh, and that, really. Have you ever seen a happy one?
Never.
No. And it says the reason it's the second worst job, even worse than being an usher, is You have to deal with a high volume of customers, complex orders. Everybody gets mad.
Complex orders? What are you talking about?
You get minimum wage,
mm-hmm.
and people are constantly passing their germs.
Yes. That's the worst part, I'm sure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Staff.
The worst job in America? Doing the news on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for not giving it to me.
Second year,
I appreciate it.
No, I could, of course.
Ringo.
With me, Ringo.
JR.
Ringo.
Johnny.
Ringo.
Worst job in America is being a Jew working at Wash FM right now.
Yes.
All
they're starting now. Already.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. Listen, I just want to say we're right down the street from B'nai Israel.
Right.
I'm verklempt. I don't know how Louis Myron Katzelberger goes to work every day.
Right.
For God's sakes, I'm not Jewish, but I want to stand up and say, hey, Wash FM,
mm-hmm.
what's your problem, dude?
How many times can you play the dreidel song? Good luck, Double O. You hang in there with your white mustache, with your Monopoly Man mustache.
And the thing with Louis Myron Katzelberger is that because he's on a soft rock station,
yes.
and that's one of our buddies who works at a soft rock station here in D.C., does the morning show, they won't even play, like, the Adam Sandler song.
Right.
The Adam Sandler.
Hanukkah.
Because that's too controversial for Wash
yeah,
FM.
Yeah, and that what they want is really elevator music. Right. And that's what they go to. And because it worked one time, now they're all doing it, and stations all over the country are doing it. And as a you know, as you mentioned before when you read that article, or with some kind of consultancy for Christmas
yeah.
music now, because it's really tough to figure out of those 30 songs what order to play them in.
And it just seems to be so weird that in this PC society we have now, if you watch the TV commercials or read catalogs, I know I've talked about this before, it's hard to find anybody that says, this Christmas or have a Merry Christmas.
Right.
Everything is Happy Holidays.
This holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, radio stations like Wash or whatever the station is across America that does this, they got no problem saying,
right.
Well, you're home for Christmas music.
Yeah, they go all the way with it.
24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, you know, when 80% of your air staff is Jewish,
right.
I wonder how they feel about that.
Well, do we know that 80% of their air staff is Jewish?
Yes, we do, Mike.
we do.
Survey.
It is an absolute fact.
Rob told me.
Really? Rob took a survey himself.
That's my calculation.
I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, the dreidel I will play.
Hold on. Here's some calls. And you mentioned Monopoly, right? That Lou looks like the Monopoly man?
A little bit like the Monopoly man.
I got something about Monopoly here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don, worst job in America is assistant crack whore.
Assistant crack whore?
Gotcha.
How does that work?
Thanks for the funny. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, you didn't mention a garbage man or a body removal. I used to do both, and they were the worst.
Yeah, but, you know, I think those jobs were compiled with benefits and pay, and for body removal, you get good pay in that job.
No, it was $50 a body. That's it.
Really? I thought that was really high-paying stuff because nobody wants to do it. I thought that was a high-paying job.
It wasn't. Not at all.
Body removal.
Now, how many bodies would you remove in one day?
In one day, the most I did was three.
Three bodies, so that's $150 for handling corpses all day.
What if it was what if it was a big fat guy? Do you get more for handling a big fat dead guy?
You don't. I had a 6'4", 230-pound one time, and I didn't get more.
Yeah, but if that's the busiest day you've ever had, three bodies, I would imagine you get a lot of downtime. Right? I mean, it's like you make your $150, then it's off to the local pub all day.
It was pretty much on-call overnight stuff.
You know, what the best day for him would be a mass murder in a colony of dwarves.
It's right. I was always telling people to go kill somebody, and I'd split it with them, but it never worked.
Wow. I thought they got overcompensated. I thought, like, cleaning up all the... Well, you just take the bodies away. You don't do, like, crime scene cleanup.
Gone.
He's gone.
Oh,
he must have gotten a call.
Like the wind.
You know, because all that, really, with the lack of programming on regular television, I'm watching all, like, the Learning Channel history,
right.
A&E, and they've got all those shows. Dirtiest Jobs. The one I watched last night was Intervention. Have you seen Intervention?
Oh, yes.
Intervention's terrific. It was a girl with an eating disorder, you know, and you get the whole family in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all I'm watching right now.
I like Dirty Jobs. That's a good show.
That is a good show. Did you see the one where he went on the bridge?
I've not seen enough of that show. The one thing I like about that show is that the guy really does, the guy, Mike Rowe is the guy named, he really does do all of the awful jobs.
And it's not traditional.
Hence the title.
And it's not just filthy. It's actually degrees of difficulty. And he had to change the light bulb at the top of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yee.
And man, and I'll tell you, it was not only this guy. And this is where the crews never get the credit, because you know he's got to bring the camera up there. But at one point when he was going up to the very top and he's walking up the cable span, he had the hard hat on, and then one of those cameras that was hanging off of his hard hat, because there was no crew that went with him. But the crew came up later on because they were shooting him up at the top of this thing.
Wow.
And not only did he have to go to the top where they changed the light bulb, but he had to go down into this like dank little metal column where they had to paint the very bottom, because the corrosion, they have to paint it every year. It was I think it's fascinating. It really is.
That guy is major league funny as well. I don't know when it was. I guess sometime over the summer when we were on vacation somewhere. He was somewhere doing some gig promoting with Discovery, whatever.
Right.
And the guy really, off camera, was funny as balls.
Right.
And I originally knew the guy from, have you seen those hokey commercials for Epic Pharmacy?
Yeah, yeah. He does the Epic, and they're totally unlike, where he's sitting there with the old people at the kitchen table.
And the thing is, on this other show, Dirty Jobs, and when I heard him speaking with a group of people in real life, the guy seemed to be maybe probably a very good guest for the show.
Absolutely.
I mean, we don't have guests anymore.
Yeah.
But when I heard him with this group of people, he was really goddamn funny.
Maybe he'll surprise us one day
just
call in.
Anyway, that was the first click that I had that, hold on a second. This is the same guy that does those jive commercials like, I'm sitting here with these old people and you go to Epic Pharmacy because you know the pharmacist, right?
Hasn't he been around for a long time, too? Didn't he have, like, a TV series or something like that?
Well, he has been around a long time. You know, he's the booth announcer for Discovery and the Learning Channel, too.
So cherry gig.
Anytime you hear any voiceover, he does all the Tuttle stuff.
Oh, right. On this edition of American Chopper.
That's better than being a projectionist. Sure.
And also, it is. That's number 11 on the list.
Right.
But also, he does commercials for cars now, too. Is it Toyota?
Ford.
Oh, I don't pay attention.
Well, the guy has balls, though, because the guy really does the stuff, not only dirty. It's not just the dirty jobs.
Scary,
but he does
dangerous.
Bad jobs.
The scary stuff, which I love. He had to pick out muscles out of sludge, which was just a simple thing, but it was just fun to watch. I love that show.
And if you're going to be, I know this is Jai, but you did mention the Monopoly Man, and if anybody's going to be playing Monopoly over this Thanksgiving holiday,
right.
People do.
Here are the six clues to winning every time at Monopoly.
Excellent. I want to hear this. I got the new one for my kids. It's got the credit card, not the credit, but the electronic bank card, so you can do it electronically and not have to handle the cash.
Always buy railroads, never buy utilities.
All right.
Only buy property to complete a Monopoly. Always get a cheaper Monopoly, meaning go for the purples, the light blues.
Oh, no way. Like Connecticut Avenue?
Mm-hmm. Only build
Baltic?
Only build three houses. As soon as you get a Monopoly, get only three houses, exactly three.
Just three.
So you don't put a hotel up there?
Mm-mm. Based on the math.
Now, why are you like, it's like you know this.
Well, kind of. I looked ahead. But
enjoy.
Based on the math, three houses is the sweet spot.
Three houses, like one for each property?
They pay off over the most time.
Is it three houses on one property or three houses on each of the Monopolies?
Three houses on each one of your Monopolies.
Okay.
Don't put a hotel, only put three houses. Once your first Monopoly starts making money, get a more expensive one.
Okay.
And finally, stay in jail. Once your opponents have monopolies, moving around the board will cost you money. So if you're in that in jail thing, stay there.
Now, my question about that is, you can't collect rent while you're in jail either, can you?
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can.
Know, it depends about the rules.
Yeah, everybody can make their own.
And I know we've had this before, but community chest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For whatever reason, there is some rule I know that the way that we've played the game in my house, like if you're in jail, you get the money in community chest
or in free parking.
Yeah, free parking. We play that too, where all the money that you have to pay to the game goes in the middle of the game.
Right. Chance and community chest penalties.
And if you go to free parking, you collect that money, right? That's the way I've always played it.
Yeah, and I'm guessing jail is not in the middle of the board. It's been so goddamn long since
jail. When you're in jail, you have to roll doubles to get out of jail.
Right.
And that's the way I play it.
That's one of the corners, right?
Yeah, it's the top right corner, isn't it, jail?
I think jail is. Yeah, I mean, it depends on the way you put the board on the table. I'm where you're sitting.
I guess you're right.
Do you have, like, an obscure name for a Monopoly? Do you play, like, Monopoly Wingo or something where it's
Monopoly,
where peaches are doubled and stuff like that?
Monopoly.
I call it Monopoly.
Dr. Pepper Monopoly.
Dr. Pepper High Chicago Monopoly.
Never played much Monopoly because I didn't have any friends.
You played cards when you people were playing Monopoly.
Yes, I did. I cheated at cards.
That's why he has no friends.
The solitaire.
Did you play Monopoly by yourself?
Never have.
What was your favorite piece of Monopoly? What would you always want to be?
Yeah, the car.
Everybody wanted to be the car.
Top and hat. As the
you wanted
hat?
To be the top hat.
Of course you did,
betcha.
Faggot.
You betcha.
And the lights change.
Putting on the Ritz.
Tail it.
The top hat at Fred Astaire over here.
I would rather be a Wedge from another game than be the Thimble.
The Thimble sucked.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
The Thimble was the worst.
No.
The Thimble had nothing. I would go from the car to the dog.
Uh-huh. No, the horse.
No, I'd rather be the dog.
The iron is a bad one, too.
The iron sucks. The Thimble was the worst, though, because it was the most female, and it also was just didn't have any character to it.
Thimble.
The Thimble totally sucked. But I tell you, I always thought that you get the Monopoly, and the biggest thing you can do is put hotels on your property.
Yeah.
That was the thing I would go for, because then you get the windfall if somebody landed on
diminishing returns.
Every time I play, I only play for Monopoly or for Boardwalk and Park Place.
Right.
That's all I live for.
Sure, and the yellow ones, too.
No, I make my living on those last two.
What were the yellow? Atlantic?
Ventnor. Marvin's Gardens.
Marvin's Gardens.
What's, or Marvin Gardens.
What is Pacific Avenue?
Pacific is the green. That shares the same side of the board as the blue,
and the
right?
greens were North Carolina.
Pennsylvania and...
What color is Illinois?
Red.
Orange.
Well, it's reddish orange.
I think it's yellow.
No.
No.
Illinois Avenue is orange.
The light blues are Baltic.
Sort of the purpley ones.
No, the very first ones. The
Baltic and Mediterranean.
The retard ones.
Those are Connecticut and Oriental.
Oriental Avenue.
Well, it's in the game. It is in the game, I believe.
Someone's got to call the PC police about that, Mike.
But really, I mean, that game has held up.
Oh, it has.
I mean, and it's so much better than any other game.
Should it be Asian Avenue now?
Oriental? Yeah, I think so. I think.
And you know what game they've ruined?
What?
They've ruined, I played with Elizabeth over the weekend, the Game of Life.
How is that
Pirates
ruined?
Of the Caribbean version.
Well, you bought the wrong version.
Yeah. It sucked.
What are you doing?
We both got bored with it. It was just terrible. I mean, just the Game of Life should be the Game of Life.
Is Art Linkletter still on the $100,000 bill in life?
The Game of Life was always the lead, you know, the game you didn't play because you were playing Monopoly, but if it was a good second-tier game to play.
Right. The big advantage of that was the spinning wheel.
I love the spinning wheel, but it's Pirates of the Caribbean. It's terrible.
That's no good.
Yeah, I agree. With life, that's the only thing. And you ever play life with someone and just to be a prick because you were bored with it? You would spin that thing so hard that the top would come off like a flying saucer.
Sure.
And then everybody go, oh, you're screwing up the game. You're like, I don't care about the stupid Game of Life.
They don't make any cheaper plastic than that little spinner.
I never played
that life. Milton Bradley plastic.
You never played the Game of Life?
No, to me, life is not a game. No, I've never played life.
You know, I bet you played Mousetrap, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
My kids played Mousetrap 2 weekends ago. And, you know, they still, no kid ever actually plays the game.
Right.
They just set it up, let it go, and then leave it for the parents to clean up.
Right.
It's still the same.
With little tiny plastic pieces.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Did you play Candyland, Buzz?
No, I don't recall playing Candyland.
Actually,
Nose Candyland.
I played a game for kids that were cut from a lot of sports teams. It was called Candy Ass. It's a little different than, it had football coaches at every, all the corners of the game.
I played the game for the morbidly obese. John Candyland.
Go get your dress on.
Believe it or not, it's under this.
Time for you to call for some Thanksgiving transvestites.
Do you have a good recipe plan for us?
Sure, I'm hungry.
Very good.
Good.
Looking forward to maybe some creamed onions.
A family tradition.
The day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Or today's the day before the day before.
That's but you said it. Today has replaced Wednesday as traditionally.
We got a white day.
Mm-hmm.
Got a white day. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, the guy from Discovery Channel is also showcasing houses in Baltimore on Sunday mornings.
Oh, that guy Mike Rowe?
Wow.
Yes.
Is he a local guy?
Hold on, what? You know why Buzz said that?
I said, it's not fair. I think Mike probably agrees with me. It's not fair that a guy should have all those good gigs. Don't you agree?
Well, the gig of showcasing houses, doesn't Buzz do that?
That's Buzz's deal.
Yeah.
That should be given to a guy like you.
Exactly.
Hi. This 4-bedroom Rambler has been bleached out so you can't even see the bloodstains.
And after you move in, if you have a problem, make sure you call my plumber.
I hear that one everywhere.
Well, that's good.
And what are your other
good advice?
What are your other fabulous clients floating around?
I do a lot of stuff that isn't on the air. It's narration.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
For
because
new
I'm nice.
For new homes, I give new home tours on video.
All I know is that you might as well work at WTOP. For every time I turn on that goddamn news station, I hear your voice.
Hi.
Once the kangaroo is born, it makes its way out of its mother's pouch and moves up to her breast. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Love that song.
Damn, I wish I could do the Baltimore Showcase of Homes.
When we come back, Rob will dial for transvestites.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mommy boobies.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what time it is, kids?
It's time for Dialing for Transvestites with Robbie.
Right.
As his alter ego of Dolores, messing with the minds of phone sex guys. Lots of fun with Don and Mike and old round eyes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
Just listen, and don't question why.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Come on. Robbie, take your position, please.
All righty, then.
Let's see, Mike, we've got Kelly's phone sluts.
Good.
Cheap and nasty phone sex.
Mm-hmm.
Get off now.
I sure like Kelly's phone sluts.
Here's a good new one. Treat me like a bad girl.
Oh, that's better.
And dirty sex.
Boy, they're all good, but I like treat me like a bad girl.
Treat me like a bad girl.
Yeah.
You got it.
Treat me like a bad girl. How are you feeling today, Dolores?
Bad.
Hungry?
No, like ill.
Oh, really?
No, not really.
Down there?
Naughty.
All right.
You know what makes me feel naughty?
What's that?
Is I feel forgotten in the holiday season.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be angry if they laugh at you.
I do not want them to laugh. I want them to feed me.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
We're so glad you called.
Hi, baby.
This service is brought to you by Creations.
Hello, slut.
$4.99 a minute.
Slut.
If you're under 18 years old or do not wish.
Hello, fat lady. Pretending to be hot.
Now.
Look at her iron.
Oh.
Hey, comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Answer me these questions.
To
three.
Eavesdrop on X-rated phone sex at its best.
No.
To hear introductions from women.
Two.
Nope.
For women with hot sex.
No. Nope.
For a strict mistress. Press. Your call is being transferred to your fantasy girl.
Hey there, baby.
So
I can do the whole thing.
Please do not hang up.
Hi, baby. Robbie dials for transvestites.
I'm ready.
Thanksgiving edition.
Thanksgiving treat. Of course, Rob is known as Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's actually warming up right now.
He's stretching.
I'm winded.
Hey, come on now. How are we supposed to wax on, wax off here?
Hi, baby.
Where's our mistress?
Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. You're on the air. I hope that's okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, hi.
What's taking you so long to answer the phone?
What's taking you so long to answer the phone? Because listen, Pally, I'm in control here. Okay?
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so you tell me that you're sorry.
No, I'm not. You're going to tell me, you little sissy boy, that you're sorry.
Yeah.
Hey. You think that's the way you're supposed to speak to me?
Well, who are you?
This is Mr. Skyler. Who is this?
Skyler?
Yes.
What kind of name is Skyler? Sounds like a dumb name to me. Are you dumb?
Oh, really?
Oh, Riley.
You little pissy, panty, needy, little prick.
All right, hold it right there. It appears to me, Skyler. May I call you Sky?
Introduce yourself.
No, you may not call me Skyler.
All right, Mistress Skyler. It appears we've gotten off on the wrong foot. Let me lay on the charm. How are you doing?
Excuse me.
Yes,
first of all,
don't you know who I am?
No, and you don't control this conversation.
But I'm paying the bill, no? I could end this now.
What is your name?
My name is not important.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
I'm kidding.
My name is
Dolores, sweetie.
You can
Dolores, sweetie.
This is what is your name?
Dolores P. Sweetie.
Dolores
P. Sweetie.
Tell her that you're a man.
Do you know this will shock you?
Listen.
No, wait for it. I'm an old queen, but I'm a man. I'm all man, and I like manly things. But right now, I'm not dressed as a man. I'm dressed as a feminine female. Right? Okay. French prostitute / mime.
Can you please stop talking?
Wow.
Just did. You didn't do anything. Come on, Skyler. Pick up your game. Do you know what holiday is around
please,
the corner?
Can you stop talking and be quiet for 30 seconds?
Oh, dear.
Listen, you've got to keep the language clean. Because if you don't, I get upset.
I don't really really care, Dolores. You.
We'll get another whore.
Dolores, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Let's start all over.
It's
because
Joy Behar.
You're getting to the point where you're going to have some.
I keep trying to hit the button to get out of this thing, and it won't do it.
Dolores?
I'm here. We may have to hang up.
Stop playing with the phone.
You stop playing.
Stop playing with the phone.
You don't own me.
Take your fingers off the phone.
Get your fingers off those donuts.
Off the phone.
Skylar?
You know, bend over so I can beat your ass, because obviously nothing else is going to do.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, beat away. Hey!
Oh, no.
Again with that word. I don't like that word.
Dixie.
We had to let her go. Yeah.
Mistress Skylar.
Mistress Behar.
She was good. Let's try another one.
She was good.
She
What's the lady that's on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Susie Essman.
Susie Essman. Wonderful. That was a good start.
She indicated that my underthings were unclean.
Yeah, we had to chop that up a little bit. Her language was unacceptable.
She was great, though.
But, boy, you had a wonderful relationship with her.
How many times do you go to those lines looking for a dominatrix and you can't get one?
Mm-hmm. This is...
Hi.
Hi, baby.
So glad you called.
Hi, honey.
This service is brought to you by Creations for only $4.99 a minute. If you're under 18
Same company, I believe.
Do not wish to pay for this call, hang up now.
Make a difference.
Billing begins in 3 seconds.
Go ahead. We're billing Michael Hughes, so double bill us. And let's hit 4, then 2, then 3.
To eavesdrop on X-rated...
No.
To hear introductions...
No.
For women with hot sex fantasies...
No.
No.
For a strict mistress...
No.
Press
no.
1.
No.
For a sensuous mistress...
Yes.
Press 2.
Oh, that's what I'm about.
Your call is being transferred to your fantasy girl.
Thank you, baby.
There will be a period of silence. Please do not hang up.
Thank you, baby. All right, now you will get someone a little softer who maybe can cook for you.
Thank you.
A sensual mistress.
Nice. An SM?
Yeah, and we're waiting now.
Yes, let's wait.
I didn't realize you were dressed as a French maid today, though.
No, mime.
Mime.
Oh, a French mime?
Combination French maid and mime outfit.
But luckily I've had time to change.
You didn't even get a chance to describe your outfit.
I didn't.
What are you wearing now?
You'll see.
There'll be time for that.
Patience.
Wait for it.
My goodness, what if we were prospective clients sitting here with our pants around our ankles? Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Say hi to our friend Dolores.
Hi
Hello.
There.
Hi. Who are you?
Fine, thanks. Who are you? That's an old joke, isn't it? God bless you, darling. What's your name?
Brandy.
Brandy?
Fine girl.
A nice drink of brandy. Do you know who I am?
Who?
Go on, guess.
Oh, Doug?
Yeah. Doug?
Steve?
No, it's a lady's name.
Oh, Carrie?
That's...
Oh.
Wow. You're kidding.
It is. That's my name, Carrie.
Wow.
Carrie P. Sweetie is my name. And I'm an old raging queen. And I live in Oklahoma. How about that?
Really?
Yep. Do you know what I did as a job? I'm older now.
What?
I'm 80.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. But when I grew up, I worked on the trains.
Tell her your name is Dolores.
Really?
My name isn't Carrie.
I know.
We all had a good laugh, but my name is Dolores, and I am a transvestite. How would you like to hear about my outfit?
I love it.
Have you ever seen the Fred Astaire movie Top Hat?
Yes.
You have?
Hey, yes.
I'm
she's
dressed
cooperative.
Just like Ginger Rogers.
She's going to do anything you
wow.
want.
I got pounds and pounds of beads on me and the tightest heels you ever did see.
Wow.
Yeah. I am 6'8", 460 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. Don't laugh.
Oh, she's
I'm
laughing.
Sorry.
No, it's important that you
she's
don't
laughing.
Laugh.
Okay.
Okay, because you know what time of year it is?
Yes.
Tell me.
A year to be thankful for all your 460 pounds.
Right. But what's the holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Right. Some people say Thanksgiving. Some people say Thanksgiving. Which do you say?
Boy, now I have to think about it.
Yeah, you're a bright one.
Stop.
You stop.
Stop.
Do you know Mistress Skylar?
No.
Good. She's a bad piece of work.
Why don't you tell her you need to get off here, Robbie?
Guess what? Remember, there's a phrase that I'm going to resurrect from my years on the trains. It's time to get off.
Oh.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
So I want you to get yourself. And how are you dressed?
Oh, God.
Who do you look like?
Funny.
Who do you look like?
I'm a beauty.
beautiful.
Not important. I want you to go into the kitchen. Are you near the kitchen?
Yes.
I want you to skip to the kitchen and let me hear you skip.
Skip to the kitchen?
So what? You're deaf and dumb? Go ahead. Skip to the kitchen.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear you skip.
Well, it's carpeting. It's going to be kind of hard to listen to.
She wearing shoes?
Are you wearing shoes?
No.
No?
Car's not dirty feet.
Are your feet bound?
No.
Britney feet.
How dirty are your feet?
You are full of it. You are.
Are your feet dirty?
No, they are not.
If your feet were a citrus fruit, what citrus fruit would they be?
Oh, I can't take it.
I know what they are.
What?
They're a dirty, scuffed Florida orange. Aren't they?
How about the nails?
How about your nails? You get in there, clean them with a key? Is that what you do? Just cooks, right, baby? How do you clean your nails?
Oh, God.
Do you gotta soak them? How about Epsom salt?
You got to ask her to please.
They never get dirty.
Please tell her. You have to hear you're a pretty girl.
All right, listen,
please.
Peg. You got to get to the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Okay, good. Open the fridge, and what do you see?
It's in the kitchen.
What do you see in the fridge? What?
Hear the silverware.
Let's hear it.
I just did it.
Do it again.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like a kitchen. A kitchen with 40 other people in it.
It sounds like a kitchen full of telemarketers.
A kitchen with a bunch of people with headsets.
All right, open the fridge, or as we say in France, la fuego, and tell me what you see. Duh.
Yeah, I'm
What's
here.
In there?
I'm here.
Do you have a kitchen? Are you in the kitchen?
What?
Oh, what? Dear.
All right.
Uh-oh,
you need
dumb.
To focus. You
Do
need
you
to focus.
Want to hear my
no,
silverware
no, 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 no,
again?
No. Yes, I want to hear your silverware again. Silverware, good. That's made of wood. Sounds
no.
like a box of Lincoln Logs.
Hello there.
Hi. Is there someone else on this line?
Hi, no. This is Michael Hughes.
Is there some Michael?
Oh, yes.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you?
Yes.
What's your name again?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Denitra, I want you to say hi to Michael Hughes.
Hello, Michael.
No way.
Way.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
This is true. Do you believe that?
No. Now, yes, I probably do.
I want to sing.
Sally?
You guys are in the wrong line of work.
I want to sing.
Well, then sing.
La, 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 la.
All right, Margaret, are you listening?
Can you help me make a decision?
Yes.
Sensible slacks or a skirt?
What do you think, Ruth? Anything?
Oh, she's not playing now.
All right.
Why do you favor rape?
You need to listen. All right, what's your name, lady?
Miss Brandy.
That's
Why do you
right.
favor rape?
Now listen, B. You need to get to your kitchen.
No.
Yes. Are you in the kitchen?
You just want me pregnant and barefoot, don't you, baby?
Here we go.
Well, you're half right. You wouldn't believe this if I told you.
You'd rather have me barefoot.
You know what?
What?
I've had 5 vasectomies.
Oh,
it's God. True. They just won't take. My spaghetti is crazy. I got the crazy spaghetti.
Oh, dear God.
A bag of noodles. All right, open the fridge.
All right.
Okay, and what do you see? The whole conversation
not
hinges.
Enough,
shush,
not enough
shush,
food.
Shush, 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 shush.
Not
the whole,
enough food.
No, you want to rethink this because the whole conversation hinges on this reply. What do you see in the refrigerator?
Water and Miracle Whip and paste, salsa.
Hey, salsa.
Yogurt.
Keep going.
I believe she's really looking in her refrigerator.
Fruit juice.
Okay.
Vegetables.
Oh, okay. Talk slower. You're getting me hot.
God.
I want you to take out the Miracle Whip.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Unscrew it. The
oh,
lid.
I can unscrew.
That's not even sexy. What are you doing?
I'm unscrewing, baby.
That was like a single entendre.
I'm unscrewing. Most people want me to screw, but you want me to unscrew.
All right,
that's
just,
cool.
Let's keep it above board, Brandy, okay? Now, is the lid off the Miracle Whip?
I like rape.
I want you to smell it.
Oh, God, yes.
Why do you favor rape?
Take a big, deep whiff of the Miracle Whip.
Yogi!
Mmm,
what I could do with this miracle whip.
I want you to take out a fingerful and hold it very close to your nose.
Why men's rooms?
I love miracle whip.
Now I want you to put it on your nose as a dollop. Now what does that resemble?
You.
Oh.
God.
All right, now get yourself an oily rag and wipe your face off.
Because I like rape.
No one likes a hooker with a condiment on her face.
Why do you favor rape?
And now, are you in the kitchen? Is the kitchen carpeted or does it have a hard floor?
It's linoleum.
It's linoleum? Good. Now is the time when we dance.
You got to wind it up here.
God. Right.
Dance real quick and dance real hard. Go.
Oh,
go. Dance, baby, dance.
I'm dancing.
No, I don't hear you dance.
What is she wearing?
Stop it. What are you wearing?
There. Can you hear that?
That was better. What are you wearing?
Well, aren't you getting personal?
All right, now we're going to close with a song. Are you ready?
Calling a sex line, for God's sake.
Are you ready?
Oh, I think.
Okay, I'll start, and you jump in when you know the words, okay?
All right.
God bless
America.
Louder.
America.
Land that I
love.
Stand
beside
and guide her through the with the from a
above.
From the
mountain.
Louder to the
I can't do
prairies. Come on.
Prairies.
To the
I
oceans.
Like rape.
White with
who's that?
Why do you favor rape?
It's some sort of weird interference. Now big finish.
What is
go.
That?
Go with
no,
the big finish.
Geez.
I like his voice.
God bless
America.
My. Remember, you go down, then up. Home. God bless.
This is almost sacrilegious. You know that, don't you?
My home.
In patriotic way.
Sweet.
Home.
Yeah. Brandy, we are done. In every way. Yes. It's yams.
It's what?
I'm all crazy on yams, or as the Indians call them, sweet potatoes.
Oh, God.
So I guess this is goodbye.
Oh.
And then goodbye.
Damn. Give me a favor. Call me at New Year's.
You bet.
Hey, baby.
God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Robin.
It's time for very nice.
Got it to sing. It's a new twist.
We had two good ladies, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could have gone either way. You had the very, very strict lady.
Right.
And then the lady who just be Play-Doh for you.
I like the Play-Doh lady.
Play-Doh ladies work better with Dolores.
We got dancing, we got cooking, we got skipping, and we got singing.
Oh, yeah. And you got to put a dollop of Miracle Whip on her nose.
That's right, but nobody likes that.
That was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it.
That looks like you.
Call it back New Year.
Is there anything sadder than a woman trying to be sexy that doesn't really quite pull it off?
Well, I think she really crystallized what you do on Dialing for Transvestites. You make them unscrew.
That's right. Exactly.
You truly do.
What's that other voice I keep hearing?
I like rape.
Meanwhile, he's saying that. I like that voice, duh.
Yeah, you like that one.
I like rape.
I like his voice.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, and who's bringing us the news tonight?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
He's bringing us the news.
Right. We'll be right back with Curly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're goddamn bitch.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
This one's for you, Buzz.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Oh, no, not that one, Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
What's
black.
The word from Planet
Krepa? Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, Homovember.
Yeah.
Oh, boy!
He's here.
Gayest Thanksgiving show ever. Homo Joe, and get ready for this now. It's going to be integrated. Not only will we have gay men, but we'll have lesbian women.
Oh, wow. Yes,
that's right.
Yes, daddy like.
Well, gay men.
Daddy like a lot.
Lesbian women in a live performance by DC drag diva Blair Michaels.
Oh, fantastic.
All of this tomorrow in beautiful gay surround smell-o-vision. Homo, I'm not sure what you would call this. Homo-vision?
Homo-vision is perfect.
I like that.
Homo-vision is exciting. I didn't know we were going to have lesbians, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wear a top hat.
Well,
and nothing else.
I guess Joe was, Joe or Rob, someone with Joe Ardinger, not Homo Joe, was talking to Homo Joe. And,
right.
And Homo Joe said there have been so many responses from lesbians.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Saying, how come this is a sausage party only?
I think that's discrimination. Good I think question. We should incorporate all gays into our lifestyle.
The community has been clamoring.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, gay is as gay does. That's tomorrow on the show, Homovember.
And with Blair Michaels, you get a little bit of both.
Yeah, and you never know which.
Right.
Also, don't forget to check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Right.
And our sister site, firejoegibbs.com.
Which is getting an overwhelming amount of hits.
Right. And also, hello to the girl next door.
Ah, yes. Well, we didn't notice that much with the last break because there's a lady that's been changing
clothes.
Say. Really not changing. We really, it's far away. We're not like peeping
we're
Toms.
Pretty sure.
It is finally what we've been praying for. Our studios are next to an apartment building that's been
renovated.
Refurbished.
Just for the last year and a half, they've been tearing it down, building it back up.
It's a condo.
Doesn't even look like anyone's living in half of the units. Well, today, there's a woman who is pulling on her jeans, putting on her top.
Right.
Checking herself out.
Yeah, and we were too. And we weren't making any secret of it. And I think that she's either seeing us and not caring or she's not noticing. And she didn't even notice when you waved.
There was five of us standing out on the porch in front of the radio station swearing at her. Five guys at the same time saying, take your top off.
But that wasn't the big story from the last break. When we went outside in the last break, it was the smell of grape soda. Buzz and I smelled grape soda or grape Kool-Aid.
It's always something.
And
here.
I mean, it's always something. It's either styrofoam floating from the sky. Uh-huh. I think we're all going to have like a third eye after working outside.
Yeah, there are many health hazards where we work. But I'll tell you what, it makes
today,
it all worthwhile.
Sure.
We've been waiting. How long have we been waiting for this? For over a year.
Yeah. Finally, there was a woman really changing her clothes in front of her high-rise window.
I've still got a crick in my neck.
And we were watching her.
Right.
I haven't had a grape soda in over 27 hours.
We're not sure. It turned from grape soda to electrical fire.
Yeah.
We're not quite sure where it came from.
Well, that's what I like in a grape soda.
But I mean, when
taste of ozone.
When you're outside of our building here at on Rockville Pike, you could actually go outside, and there are different odors that we've gotten time and time again. It's a very strange place to be.
Were you standing to Joe when you picked up this
Joe
odor?
Was the last one to come out, and he said, sounds like somebody fried an alternator.
Can we please stop talking about the smell and talk about the girl?
I'm sorry. Because the girl was not in the window during the last break.
Would you look out the window right now?
Yeah, I've got a bird's eye view.
You can see the window to the apartment.
She's up there. I'm not lying.
She's at the window right now.
She is at the window right now.
You're kidding.
She's
fluffing. She's fluffing her hair.
Oh, she's fluffing her hair.
Turn the light down.
I thought she was waving. But yeah, there she is.
Yeah, she just walked away from the window.
Long, dark hair.
She just walked away. She does have long, dark hair.
You can hear Don riffling the blinds.
Right.
Please don't pull those blinds down.
There again. She's putting on her jacket.
Oh, putting on a
she's
jacket.
She's going out for the evening.
Yeah.
I'm going to wave to her and say, will you cut it out with that light, please, for God's sake?
I thought she was done.
Give me the bullhorn.
God.
Give me the bullhorn.
Here's the deal. She uses the window as a mirror, so she's not seeing us.
All right. Don's Rob's getting the bullhorn. She's away from the window again. She's away from the window.
There she goes.
What are you going to do with the bullhorn?
Going to go yell at her.
Why?
Not mainly.
Well, you'll ruin it.
Yeah.
This is something that should be cultivated.
This is a secret.
This should be cultivated. We won't be able to hear you. You're going to be outside.
Probably open the door. You'll hear him.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. He's going outside now.
He's
outside.
She's still not at the window.
Let's hear.
It scared the crows.
He's scaring her. You're scaring her.
Scared the crows.
There is an emergency.
No, there's not an emergency. Stop it. You're ruining our fun. If you do that, she'll never come by again.
What did he say, Rob?
That she
testify again. You're ruining the fun.
I'm not ruining it.
Yes, he is.
Yes, you are.
No, stop it.
Oh, she's now. She's. I see her head. Yes, she's at the window. Yes, I do.
She's at the window. Yes,
wave. Now she's looking. She's not waving.
She's.
She's just staring down at him now. There she's going now. She's gone. She's gone forever. Wait, now she's still there.
I don't know if she can see us or hear us.
I don't know if she can see us or hear us either.
Oh, God. She's out of sight.
She's out of sight now. Out of sight, out of mind. Did you see? How do you like that? When you're just standing there staring down at you. What is that lunatic doing down there?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Will she ever come back? That is the question. I'm not quite sure. Oh, the light is turned off now.
Oh.
The light is turned off.
Show's over.
But she was getting ready to go out. She's putting her jacket on. She had her purse.
We'll watch her every night.
She's on her way over.
Yes. And you just.
Rob.
What is she? What is the
God
deal?
Damn it, Rob.
What is the deal with. What?
Scared of the dark.
Jesus Christ.
Can you be any more asexual?
I know. I mean, it's women.
Hold on. You know what it is? I forgot. What? He's having his balls cut off tomorrow.
Okay, now hold it.
He says hold it.
It's just a consultation, and they won't cut my balls off.
Here's the deal. What are you doing, Mike?
Mike, turning all the lights. Get away.
It's a war of
get
the lights.
Stop it.
Get away.
Stop it.
Get away.
Stop
don't
it.
Don't fight, guys.
All right. There we
the
go.
Deal is that
we stop, keep, Rob, stop that, damn it.
We keep trying to turn the lights off in here so we can see this woman
hey,
in her
Don,
apartment.
Right. I'd like to do the show this way every day.
I am blind.
Oh, that's right. Your thingy over there, the instant replay, doesn't have lights, does it? It doesn't have the, unless you press it, that's when the light goes off.
Welcome to Night Calls on the Donna Mike Show.
She's
tonight.
Gone. Yeah. She's long gone.
She'll be back.
Tomorrow is promised to no one as we do the show in the total dark.
That sounds like Clint Eastwood.
Why are you turning the light on, fag?
Hey, stop. I'm not a fag. Stop it.
No, here's what was just happening. So we have the lights in the studio off so we can see this woman across the street.
Right.
And as soon as we get done looking at her, Rob cannot wait to turn on every light in this
insanely
room.
Insanely so, like obsessive compulsive so.
Mm-hmm. The way the studio should be.
Well, it's the way the studio should be, but we were looking out the window.
But we were done.
No, we weren't done.
We're never done.
Thank you, Buzz. That's right.
That's right.
God. Never done.
Never done.
Don't forget Kevin Costner, what he said in The Untouchables. Never fight. Never quit. Never quit. Never never quit fighting until the fight is over.
Right.
Isn't exactly. that what he says to Capone at the end yes. of that movie? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Never turn the lights on while we're looking at a chick getting dressed next door.
Now, with the bullhorn, that could have gone two ways. She's either going to be there again or she's never coming to that window again. She'll be
back. I bet it enamored her towards us.
You might be right.
I would think
you might
so.
Be totally correct.
Unless What's... she's deaf.
Who were those sexy fat men that were staring at
her? She heard you because she came to the window and looked down. It's the first time she was really looking down. It was a special moment. God, we're pathetic.
God, she's hot.
We are so totally
I
pathetic.
I think she likes us.
We go outside, and there's so little going on around here that we look at birds, uh-huh. we talk about poop,
uh-huh.
we smell grape soda, uh-huh. and we look at one woman in an entire high-rise who's fully clothed.
Joe says he saw her in her thong.
Yeah, that's what Joe said. I think maybe he's right, though, because she was in the process.
I walked in right as the first time I saw her was when she was just trying to fit into those jeans.
She was kind of adjusting the jeans, as women do, which is fun to watch, too.
Yeah. You know, honey, next time just lay on the bed.
Hey, honey. Well, it looks like she's on a platform up there.
God damn it, honey. Just lay down on the bed and pull those jeans up.
That was fun.
For that, we thank her.
Made the afternoon.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Donna, Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well.
We got a break.
Yes, we do.
We'll be right back with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, there.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Ooh, it's that whole Xbox Rock Band thing today.
I thought we were fantastic. I thought we were the bomb.
The show is all over the goddamn place today. Now here, finally, with a little bit of news and comments, here is our friend Ringo Buzz, Guy J, Birdley, Michael, Elston, and Cocksmith Newsman. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Ham.
We are so... We are so displeased with the direction this country's taken. It appears we'd rather see a change of direction instead of experience.
Buzz?
Yes?
No. We all feel bad for you
uh-huh.
that you're not going to have a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I think it'll be all right. The important thing is that I'm with friends. And I am going to have a turkey this weekend, so it'll be great.
But on the day.
On the day itself.
It's always nice to have that bird.
You're having what Mike said.
I took a Thanksgiving quiz this morning, I swear to God.
Uh-huh. You're having ham.
And the answer was 90%. 90% of Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving. I thought it was
80, the answer's 100%.
82%, and then there were two other, it's 90% of Americans.
That seems low.
That was the correct answer.
Yeah, the vegetarians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dunham.
Buzz will be eating ham, and Mike mentioned that, and I just felt I had to
ham and
jump in it.
Really.
I feel for him. I truly feel for Buzz that he's going to be eating ham on Thanksgiving.
Can't stuff a ham.
No.
What was
no
me?
Cavity.
Right.
I'll have ham and turkey.
On the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend.
Right. You got to make your own, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Good sandwich, though, ham and turkey.
It is, actually. We're so unhappy with the direction this country's taken, it appears we'd prefer a change of direction over experience, and that's why Barack Obama is pulling ahead of the woman we thought might be unstoppable. Obama has pulled ahead of Hillary Clinton in the Iowa caucus, which now stands 30% for him, 26% for her, and 22% for Edwards.
Pardon me for uno momento.
Sure.
No shock here, disclosure,
uh-huh.
I'm for Hillary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I get some propaganda mm-hmm. from the Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And one of the things was that guy Dick Morris.
Yep.
Right.
They sent out, Hillary sent an alert, watch the Hannity and Combs show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I turned it on last night, and Dick Morris came out and said that the Clintons have a bombshell about Obama. And they are just waiting now that he's starting to spike, they're waiting to open a can of whoop-ass on him.
Really?
They got something on him.
That was first reported by columnist and douchebag Robert Novak. That's where that story originally came
from.
Point
out, though, that columnist and douchebag mm-hmm. Robert Novak generally gets the story, though.
Yeah, that is true. Even with all that Spygate crap, he got it. I mean, he may have, it may have been against the law for the guys that leaked it to him, but it was an accurate story that Valerie Plame was a CIA operative.
So I'm just wondering, as you say this, and I've noticed this too, that, in the Iowa caucuses, Barack Obama's going ahead. How much of a lead does he have to get until if the Clintons got something, they pull it out?
And it also speaks to, almost like polls, you can't pay attention to polls, you can't pay attention to debates. Because the debate, I thought, was Hillary's evening. And, right after that, all of a sudden, Obama starts to go in front. I like both of these candidates,
sure.
But it's interesting to see the way this is playing out.
Do you think it's going to be the Clintons tell everyone that he's black?
It seems to me that there's almost nothing you could say about that guy uh-huh. that they hadn't said about Slick Willie already.
Right. He smokes.
Like, what's the worst thing they're going to say? What if he's got a kid out of wedlock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like no Clinton cares. Didn't. Like if he's banged other women, like Clinton didn't.
And it also speaks to the fact that when you are talking about Robert Novak, you are talking about a Republican operative. I mean, that is somebody who leans right, and who knows whether, how significant the bombshell is going to be.
All I know is that I got the propaganda email mm-hmm. from the Hillary and 08 campaign that said, watch this show for a little nugget last night.
Whatever the case may be, I think the Democrats have to figure this out and pull together a little, because if they start eating their young early on, and it goes deep into the campaign, that's not going to help anybody.
The election's still nearly a year away.
Mm-hmm.
A survey shows that 55% of the likely voters in Iowa prefer new direction and new ideas to strength and experience. Only 33% preferred strength and experience over new directions and new ideas. And now, the CBS News writers have okay to strike. Quoting a New York advertising executive, that couldn't come at a worse time.
Incredible!
He's talking about the fact that CBS is already dealing with an entertainment writer strike and the fact that the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric is getting trampled in the ratings.
That bitch!
Today's show, Wanna Be the Early Show, is also in last place. Both that and the Katie Couric show, written by the people who are about to go on strike. CBS says those shows will now be written by producers. In a testament to the power of Hurricane Katrina and our government's failure to quickly help the folks,
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
There you go. Whites, now because of the change, whites now control the New Orleans City Council for the first time in over 20 years.
How about you, Robbie?
Yeah!
How about you, Robbie?
Now we're going to build
Coming back!
Yeah!
Thousands of black voters were washed away by the storm and couldn't or decided not to return. Many of them remained eligible to vote, but didn't. Quoting a local demography, many people have moved on.
White power. America.
Stop it!
They've moved on.
I hate that song.
From a city that was up until recently two-thirds black. The goal is to keep cancer from spreading without the nastiness of chemotherapy. The tool, according to a research institute in California, is an ingredient in marijuana.
Oh, lame.
Not the ingredient that gets you high, but THC.
That wasn't lame. That it used to be your weed tape.
It's another ingredient called CBD.
Are you on a mailing list? Are you on a flippin' mailing list?
It's a tree. We call it a tree. In the lab, it has stopped the growth. This chemical has stopped the growth of aggressive brain tumor cells, and it's done the same with breast cancer cells. The researchers say the chemical seems to be especially effective against the fastest spreading forms of cancer. A chemical has not yet been tried on humans, and the researchers say, and this is the important part, you couldn't smoke enough weed to get a worthwhile dosage of CBD.
Well, that's responsible of you to report that.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, he'd love to see how much it could take.
Who am I to stop you?
I hate cancer.
A word that the 1960s satire Green Acres may be returning to television reminds us the Pope has a new tractor.
I guess I'm the only one.
No, you're not.
I thought my buddies in here would actually be liking that, too.
That's the original. You
don't F with something great Green Acres.
That's
really
true. It's true.
I mean, who are we going to get to play the Oliver and
lookalikes? Richard L. Bear, who directed the original series, is also involved in bringing this back.
And all right, if you'd like me to cast it, I will. I've chosen to cast it for you.
Okay. Go.
All right, in the role of Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
O'Herlihy.
John O'Herlihy.
John O'Herlihy.
And I would like that lady. O'Herlihy. The lady from the Huffington Post.
Arianna Huffington will be
perfect.
His wife. We've cast it.
Brilliant.
There's no more need to look for anybody else.
Hold on. It's Ebb.
Yes.
Joe Ardinger.
Perfect.
No, I'm sorry. Let's be realistic here. Mm-hmm. Kid Rock.
All right. Joe is Arnold the Pig.
What the Pope needs with a tractor remains unclear, but the workers at a factory in England made him one anyway.
It's a fine little machine. I like rolling around on it, and I like collecting pictures of kittens.
It features his colors and his coat of arms, and the workers, quote, put special effort into making it.
Did you hear that about His Holiness last week? He likes to collect kittens. He's fond of kittens, and he wears red loafers. And he likes orange soda. Yes, Fanta orange soda.
Oh, I read that.
A 20-ounce bottle.
And the red shoes are like designer shoes, aren't
designer
they?
Designer red loafers. They are comfortable on my feet, and they add a splash of color to my otherwise sedate robes.
If you win the lottery, should you tell your wife? That's our story when we continue.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Who are we going to hear from now?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
New survey says a third of us would give up our spouse or significant other for $2 million. But in Florida, airline mechanic Bruce Baldwin won $600,000 in the lottery. First thing he did was run home and turn off the TV.
There's a lot of guys in this room waiting to jump up and say that they'd offer a lower price.
We're just keeping our mouths shut.
First thing Bruce did was he went home, turned off the television, and disconnected the phone because he didn't want his wife to find out he'd won all that money. But one day she got the mail first and found a postcard congratulating her husband on the purchase of his new home. That's when she hired a lawyer. He points out that the husband spent family money on all kinds of gambling, and once he finally won, he disappeared right after she found out. He's still unreachable. It might surprise you to know the wife he left behind is a former beauty pageant winner and skin cream model. But this case...
Oh, skin cream model.
Yeah, collagen.
Oh, whoa.
Mommy boobies.
This case is not a first. A Florida woman who won $28 million waited to cash her lottery ticket the day after her divorce was finalized.
Awesome!
Ooh.
Finally, things you don't expect to see. In England, an entire family was grossed out recently when their 10-year-old boy found a tooth in his sausage. All we know so far is that it's from a mammal and that it's a baby tooth.
Ew.
His mom reports the boy will likely never eat another sausage. And in Canada, a couple of neighbors reported that someone had broken into their garages. The police found nothing unusual in the first garage except that a large stuffed dog was missing. In the second garage, they found the perpetrator in a boat passed out after getting drunk and having his way with the stuffed dog.
Oh, my.
His pants were down, and he'd created a hole in the stuffed animal. Oh, so the charge, naturally, breaking and entering.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh! Oh. Yeah.
I know.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
For the big Homovember show. All right, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And how about you over there, Mayor of New Orleans?
Are you playing this song for Paul McCartney's ex-wife?
All right, Peg, right, right. Yes.
All right. Annie Sprinkle.
Turn the light on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.